and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 347. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Travis Baum.
What up, guys?
And later we will be joined by Mr. Jason A. Stryker. But he's not here with us yet. He will be here very soon. Because we are talking about Game of the Year.
Yeah, today. We are.
So what we're going to end up doing is we're going to do some
Street
distractions.
Street Fighter 4. Done.
We're going to play some distractions. We're talking about some distractions. And then we'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll start doing the Game of the Year. What we'll do is we'll go through our personal top 10. And then when we will narrow our list, our index list to 10 games. Next week, we will come back and we will fight about what order they should be in.
Yes. Because order is the hardest part. I think.
That really is the hardest part.
The cutting from 10 to 5 is the hardest part.
Yeah. I really don't think we're going to have much problem cutting it down to 10 this year.
The 10 won't be that much of a problem.
Yeah. We'll probably do that in like 20 minutes or something like that.
But, well, we'll see.
Realistically, though, I mean, I think we probably know what Game of the Year is.
I think we might already know what Game of the Year is.
Well, we don't know. It'll have to be, that's the objective thing, right?
At this point, it's a majority thing.
We don't know what you guys feel.
We have not been doing majority for
the last couple of years, Travis.
I just want to say one thing. A Nemesis system does not a Game of the Year make.
I'm just saying, Travis.
Just putting it out there.
I'm just saying, it's not a majority thing. It's an objective thinking, because especially this year, there's a lot of games that not everyone has played. Everyone's all over the place. So everyone's got to think,
true.
When it comes down to our actual top 10 and our top 5, people have to actually think objectively versus what they had the most fun with versus what they think is like it better or deserving of a Game of the Year. So save your arguments for then. But I mean, Nemesis Systems is pretty cool.
Sand. We're not going to get into that right now.
We'll get into that later.
Today, right now, we're going to get into what people have been up to. So Travis, why don't you start, man? What's up?
It's been a long week. A little bit. Not feeling too hot today, too. So hopefully talking with you chaps.
Put on your big boy pants.
Hey, I got kind of a stomach bug, man. You don't even want to know the shit that's coming out of me right now.
Semen you swallow on a weekly basis.
Yeah, probably. So, no, it's been good. It was a rough week. Had to take care of the lady. She had a little kitten of about 16 years. Half of her life.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah.
And her cat passed away.
Wow.
Which at face value doesn't sound like a big deal, but
that's a big deal.
16 years. I mean, that's half your life.
Even if it's like 4 years, it still fucking sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It blows. So it's been, helping her out with that. I mean, aside from work and being there for her for that. But I gotta give it to her, man. She's been a trooper. It's been rough for her, but she has been a trooper.
Good.
Just trying to get through that. So, but it sucks. You know, I'm sad too.
Bella's
our German Shepherd.
Or the dog.
Yeah, that's
right.
The dog. Yeah,
Bella's our German Shepherd. It was sad. You know, I'm more sad seeing her sad.
Yeah.
And it is kind of odd because it does feel like losing family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no
you
doubt.
It really does because, you know, the cat Bailey had so much of a relationship with her. That not so much with me. Like every time I try to pet the cat, she would just paw at me. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, get away, motherfucker.
Who are you?
It's like, you smell like Monster Energy drink. Get the fuck away.
Monster. That's just nasty.
It's poison, but it's delicious. Even though I didn't have much of a relationship with the cat, it does feel like you're losing a piece of what you built for me and Megan, you know, over 10 years. So, it was kind of a somber week. But it's been good. Video's been picking up at work. Just learning more, just getting into it. I started working with lighting today. Oh my God. It's like it changes your videos. Like, guys, if anyone here is interested in a video profession, lighting. Before you even get your camera, get some lights. It helps a lot.
It's amazing what light will do.
Video 101.
Little SGA. You don't even have to go to Reddit for that super good advice. That one's free, fellas. That's free.
That was a pro tip from Trash Ball.
Other than that, man, it's been the normal stuff. Just late nights with Destiny, taking care of a wife, and working. That's it. Living the dream.
Two of those things you should be doing.
Two of those things, yes.
Cool. Jeff, what's up, man?
Not too much. It's been a while. I wasn't on last week's show. You guys did a good job, by the way, the two of you guys. I listened. It was good.
I would say it was one of our better shows.
That was awkward. It was the best show you guys have done together. I'll put it that
thanks.
Way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jeff.
That's
yeah.
high praise. High praise. Yeah.
No, it was pretty Douche. Good. I enjoyed it. I mean, way too much Destiny talk, but it was good. T had a work Christmas party in January.
Cool.
So that what? Happened. Yeah, it was in
well,
January.
Christmas is a
rather.
Year later in Canada because they don't understand Jesus.
Yeah, so. That's what it is. Wouldn't be a year. Chris, it was more like 3 weeks, but okay.
Don't question it. Don't question it, Chris. It's normal.
Yeah, it's science.
All right. Science. It's Canadian science.
So that was fun. It was like open bar and food and everything. And we'll just say one of us got way more drunk than the other. And
I'm going to guess that would be you.
Well.
Wait, I remember
I would like
Tanya.
To say that,
I remember
but...
Tanya having some tweets about being massively hungover.
Oh, really?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, she.
And they weren't spread with Christmas cheer. I will say that.
Yeah. She was a little bit drunk, and then we came home, and I didn't think I was that drunk till the next day. I woke up, and there was a pizza on our oven. With two slices missing that I apparently ordered at some point, because I think she just went like right to bed, and I thought that I was like fine, like not that bad, and then I apparently had this whole long conversation with on text with Tanya's best friend and showing her pictures of like we video chatted with her and while Tanya was like just being drunk and whatever, and then I don't remember any of that shit, and I was like wow, good times.
You can't beat a good like phantom purchase.
You can't, no, I had no
like,
idea.
I
like, I woke up
night,
like, what the fuck?
I got hammered
pizza?
One night, and then 2 weeks later, not the 2 weeks, like 2 or 3 days later, I got a knock on my door, and it's UPS with a copy of The Punisher on PS2. Something compelled me when
that's
I was hammered.
Funny.
I may
awesome.
Have been a little high, I don't know, but something compelled me.
That's pretty funny.
To go on Amazon. And order on my Amazon Prime account.
The thing is, we weren't supposed to stay there the entire night. So we had like a cutoff at a certain time because we were supposed to meet other friends to do another one of these escape game type things. And so when there was like an hour before we had to leave, we just started kind of pounding them because we're like, oh, might as well take advantage of the open bar kind of thing. And then it turned out that other stuff happened and we weren't going to get there in time. There was no way in hell. So we said, oh, we'll just stay. So yeah, that was probably... a mistake too. Well, I mean, looking back, if we decided just to stay there from the beginning, it would have been fine. But we
so like we all like doing the taxi joint.
Oh yeah,
little taxi hopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not taxi. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna like take the taxi to the other place and do whatever. Come back. Maybe we couldn't make the other thing we kind of planned, so we stayed there. But because the hour before that or 45 minutes, like I probably downed like 3 drinks. Like ah, fuck it. I'm gonna get a nice buzz on before we go here because I know we're going out afterwards. And yeah, and then we both did that, and then it hit one of us harder than the other one because Tawny honestly doesn't drink too often. So, and but when she does, she's a champion. So that was fun. And I want to give a shout out to Brian. Brian is Tawny's boss, who by the way listens to the show.
Really?
So yeah, I found that out that night, and he was
That's
like,
"Pretty funny."
He was going to do like actual episode shit. What's happening on episodes? I'm like, "Wow, holy shit, dude! Awesome."
It's like, hi Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, he told and Travis, then, Travis needs to calm down.
I need to calm down?
There's something along those lines. Tanya's like, tell him what he said about Travis. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Or turn down your mic or something. I can't. It was something along those lines. I can't really remember it.
Hey, Travis, I love you, bro. I got to say this, though. It's like when I edit the show, right? When I edit the show. And I have the three tracks lined up. And you know, Audacity, when you're looking at the waves, it's like this, you know, blue lines going up and down. And when you zoom all the way out, it's got, you know, big blue chunks of when people were talking. Jeff, I think your speech and my speech together might equal Travis's.
Well, no,
it might equal it.
There's actually, it's funny you say that. There's no, extra emphasis on my energy levels that's not the case. No, what it is that I started using Big Boy mic and my mixer at work pretty much every day. I mean, I just use it there every day. So unless I podcast from my desk at work, I'm not going to like haul my equipment back and forth every Friday. basically pack it up every weekend. It's just too much of a hassle. It's too much equipment. So I've been rocking this USB microphone for the past, I don't know, ever.
All right.
At least since I've been back.
I'm not sure what that has to do with you calming down.
Because, no, the
you
know,
with you calming down and talking a lot. I'm not
no,
sure
the USB mic
talking
is...
talking a lot, not how loud you are.
No, the USB mic is more sensitive.
You're not
to...
Oh, my God. Sorry, Brian, I tried.
I'm just saying, that's what it is. No, I'm not... Okay, do I come with a little thunder? Yeah,
that's,
okay,
that's
I do,
not,
I do. I do.
That's not the
I accept
point.
It. I just need you guys to. No, but the technical aspect of it with the waveform
that's
bouncing up and down,
not
it's because
what we're talking
of,
about.
I'm using the USB mic.
Chris,
that's
help me out here, buddy.
I'm just saying that's what it is.
So the USB
so I'm doing
mic.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, awesome. So other than that, that was a lot of fun. That was
cool.
A write off for the next like 4 days. It was really bad. Last week when I couldn't record, a buddy of mine. We ended up hanging out, and we ended up playing Rock Band, actually, out of all things.
Nice!
Yeah, we didn't do, like,
what
the
was
drums
the last time you played
singing.
That?
Oh, I don't years, probably.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
I can't remember.
3-4 years. We just busted out the guitars, the axes, we got them down from storage, and we, you know, playing some songs. And I remember at one point, like, whenever we hang out together, we're always up really late. Like, we're probably up till, like, you know, 7-8 in the morning. We've had times where we've actually... like, stayed up to, like, 10, 11 in the morning, gone to get breakfast, come back, and then regret it for a week. But he came over, and we started playing, like, guitars and stuff. Then we're about to go to bed, and it was funny. He's like, I can't believe we're calling, like, 4 o'clock early. And then I think we ended up watching some kind of, like, Slipknot concert thing on YouTube. And then that wanted us to be like, oh, let's play some more Slipknot songs in Rock Band. And
nice.
Then next thing you know, it was, like, 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, now
yeah,
I got it.
That'll happen. That'll happen.
So, but that was fun, and that was last week, and that pretty much... ripped me off. We didn't do anything on Saturday, Sunday, much really. So, yeah, that's about it. Chris, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. So, it's funny that you mentioned Rock Band because, we went to happy hour. I actually, my previous job used to do happy hour like every Thursday, right? Well,
yeah.
I'm trying to start that tradition here at GM now with our team. So we went to happy hour on Thursday. And, I was actually discussing with one of the girls that I work with that she really wants to do a Rock Band night. And I'm like, well, fuck, let's do it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't played Rock Band in God knows how long. So, it would be cool to do that again. But, you know, did that.
It is fun. It's still fun.
Wednesday, we went out to, you know, Chris and I went out to dinner for my birthday. And that was pretty much the end of that. And then let's see, tomorrow we're doing like a game night. So that should be fun. And yeah. That's about it. The Super Bowl is this weekend, and I don't give a fuck. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I never give a fuck, but we're going to do something, probably just me and T, you know, make some kind of shitty-ass, like, really good but bad for you nachos. Like, we'll put, like, put a full pizza on the nachos, maybe top it off with, like, a double bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Just for a reason to do
that. Wow.
But, yeah.
Cool. But one thing I did do this week, I played some games. So let's talk about that. Jeff, why don't you go first, man?
Okay, I played some games. I played some more Mario Kart 8. That game was amazing. More on that later. Some Call of Duty Advanced.
I really need to buy that
Warfare.
Fucking game. I just need to buckle down and get it.
It's really good. The online's great too. Just play
it. Can you use the Pro Controller?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cause I just ordered a Pro Controller today. It should be here on Sunday.
The Pro Controller is pretty good. I don't have a problem playing with that game with a pad either. Or even the motion controls, not the regular, like, I don't mind Nunchuck and, Wiimote. I don't even mind playing that motion. Like, once you get used to it, it's fine. I don't do the actual motion controls. You have to tilt.
Yeah,
that thing blows. No. Some Call
of
Duty.
It was great for the Wii version where the tracks were freaking
huge.
Huge.
Yeah. That's why it's the worst fucking version.
Yeah, exactly.
Played some Call of Duty, some more of that. That's still fun. I played some Demon Souls. Cause,
really?
I don't know what it is, but I'm getting hyped for Bloodborne, and I'm not a Souls fan. Like, I'm
but
really not.
But that's the thing.
Watching.
It's like, but Bloodborne looks like from what I've heard and what I've seen, it looks far more approachable than the Souls games.
I just think the combat looks more interesting to me. So I'm kind of like, and I like the Souls. Well, I can't say I like the Souls games. I only played Demon Souls. But I like playing that game. I love the atmosphere. I loved all that stuff. It was just like the gameplay was just kind of very slow. And this looks faster. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna play some, me and Sassbob were talking to the Shoutbox at, VGEvo. Like, yeah, let's play some co-op or something like that. We'll just fake it. So we'll like start new characters and then talk on like PSN or Xbox Live and well, we can do the chat and then just like keep inviting each other to the game. You know, you can like summon people and play through the game co-op. But I didn't really get, you have to do that, you have to beat the first boss, the Phalanx or whatever. I haven't gotten that far yet. I played it for like literally like half an hour. I got through the tutorial part and then, almost opened the first gate and then didn't and haven't had a chance to play that, which we'll get to later because there's another game I'm trying to play as much as I can before tonight. That game is not Dragon Age, which I also played some of, and I think I'm getting bored with that game. I like the idea of it. I like how it works. I like the characters.
It's weird. It's like, I don't feel the same effect from Dragon Age that I do from Mass Effect.
No, not even close.
Not even close. I don't know what it is. It's like talking to the characters is, it feels like a chore.
Yeah.
It's like, in Dragon Age, it feels like a chore. And it didn't in Mass Effect. Like Mass Effect, no. I could just go up to my characters, say hello, go through a conversation and be done. But it feels like more of a chore. And maybe it's because they're more spread out in this larger town rather than all could being be. On the confines of this ship where I could just go from one to the other in seconds. But yeah, I don't know what it is. It just kind of drains me when I have to do that. It's like, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh yeah, you know, I played the game for 2 hours today. I didn't even do anything. I got talked to, you know, my
30 hours
companions
the
whole time. Yeah.
And I feel like I've done nothing.
I mean, it's a fantastic game. Don't get me wrong.
I don't like the way the missions are set up. I really don't. Like, I thought I liked it at the beginning. I'm like, you get points, you unlock them, but then I realized I don't like this. Cause I feel like I can't sit down and just progress the story when I want to. It's like when the game gives me enough points to do it, I have to do enough side shit. And I was like,
I don't mind at all.
And some of the missions, it's like, you can't really even complete them until you get further along in the story mission. I'm like, so why even give me that option? Like, it'll be like, go to this place and find this. Like, well, I can't access that place until later on.
Right, so, right.
And that just kind of...
See, that doesn't really bother me at all because I'm a side quest doer.
Yeah, you love that shit.
Like, yeah, I love that shit. So the only problem that I'm having right now is having to actually talk to my characters, which is not enough for me to down the game at all. You know, the game is still fantastic.
If it was all like the cinematic type talking, I think that would work. But a lot of the conversations aren't. It's just like the over-the-shoulder of your character and you control the camera to go around, they're just standing there talking. I'm like, like every conversation in Mass Effect was a cinematic conversation. And I think that kind of adds to it a little bit, but we'll see if I go back to that. And it was literally like almost 2 weeks ago when I played it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be going back to that this week for sure, I think.
Yeah, go for it. Bayonetta 2. I can't remember if I talked about that on the podcast or not.
I believe you have. A little bit, but not a lot.
A little tiny bit. So I beat that.
Nice.
And I think it's awesome. I think it's really, really, really good.
But
I don't think I like it as much as the first one.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, and I think...
A lot of people are saying that.
I don't want to say they dumbed it down, because they didn't. But there is an awkward part in the middle for, like... So, like, let's just say there's, like, the first third is awesome. The last third is awesome. The middle third... Not so awesome. And the reason I say this is the way the game's structured. Bayonetta is all about combos and being stylish and all that kind of stuff. That middle third throws you up against mostly boss battles and like one time or three time like enemy encounters between long ass cutscenes that you can't really use those combos. It gets down to the point where you know what? I'm just going to use the fastest combo that does the most damage, which most of the time is fucking XXXX. Well, I don't know the, like, I know the buttons are different on the Wii, but, you know, like the Y. Or the B.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those boss characters and these other characters can, anytime you have like a little pause in your combo, they can avoid it. So why would you ever do that? So I kind of, I remember like during this time in the game, I was like, this is not fun. Like I'm liking the characters and stuff, but this actual part of this game is not a good time. But then I actually tweeted that. I'm like, I don't know if I'm feeling Bayonetta 2 as much as a lot of people love it. But then it kicks into the last third of the game. I'm like, okay, this is awesome. But it's awesome because of a certain thing I can't say because it's kind of spoilerish. But reverts back to what I said before this right when this conversation started. You might be able to put two and two together, but I am not going to spoil anything.
Okay.
But
I mean, everything that I'm hearing is that the biggest issue people have, which isn't even really an issue, is that it's just more Bayonetta. It doesn't feel much different.
It is just more Bayonetta, but I feel like Bayonetta 1 forced you and gave you more opportunities to use the cool stylish combos. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't just use one combo through the entire game, which this one, you could easily do that.
It's kind of mash heavy.
Yeah. I think it's definitely mashier than Bayonetta 1, like by far. And it forces you to do that because the way that these enemies go between, like, in this middle third of the game, you kind of have to do, like, the shortest combos with the biggest damage as fast as you can. Because there's no other way you can do anything, because of the way that the defensive things that they have, they can get out of combos and stuff like that. But it's awesome. It's really, really good. Like, I'm just, this game has so much hype and so much praise, and everyone fucking loves it. And I did love it. Like, I think I'm glad I got it. I think it's really, really good. But I think the first one, as much as the first one is kind of like, you remember the first one at the end of the game? It was very boss heavy and very like, you're just fighting like bosses over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Take that segment of Bayonetta 1, put it right in the middle of Bayonetta 2.
Oh, I see.
And then, so there's not a lot of like levels in that part of the game where you're actually going through like doing platforming or some puzzle stuff and you're fighting like regular enemies so you can have fun with like the juggling and going from like enemy to enemy and doing all this crazy shit. Because the game just kind of takes that away from you in the middle. And I didn't enjoy that part. Not to mention, whenever you had another character with you, like a sub-character that was playing as your side, they are the most annoying people in the world because they just repeated the same dialogue over and over and over and over again. And it got so aggravating. I know I'm just saying negatives only because I feel like we've talked about this before. Like, I know Jason talked about it, and it's like, a lot of positive stuff, just stuff that, and I've talked to him about it as well. We've talked about it a little bit off here, obviously. And, we have kind of the same similar problems with the game. And, it's still good, but like, you know what, Chris, it's true. It is just more Bayonetta, but I feel like it's not dumbed down. You still have to be really good at it, and you still have to know what you're doing, but they made it so you can literally know one or two combos and get through the entire game just doing those over and over again.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they kind of moved it over. The combat, it kind of moved over towards like the God of War type combat.
Because
God of War, you can get away with using just a few combos throughout the entire game, especially on normal. If you put it on hard, it's different, but yeah. But I've played probably like the first first two or three chapters of Bayonetta, and that's the reason I bought a pro controller. So that, you know, when it gets here, I'm going to actually focus a lot on Bayonetta, try and knock that out before we talk about it next week.
Yeah, you should.
Absolutely.
But, other than that, another game I bought on a whim, I'm not going to go into too much detail now, but GTA 5, I decided to do it. A friend of mine talked me into doing that online. He said, no, it's really good. The online's really fun. So I ended up buying it, and dude, it's really good. It makes 4 look like I hate it. I didn't like 4 at all. Like, and I remember I said in the email thing, I'm like, well, I even liked 4 at the beginning, but it only took me like 4 to 6 hours to start hating 4.
Yeah. It took me about 10.
It took about 10. Yeah. So I'm past 10 hours in this, and it's really good. The writing's awesome. It's funny. The way they mix up the missions is great. The pacing is awesome. It's hard to say, but the world that they made, Rockstar, for GTA 5, blows any open world game out of the water by like 10 times. It's hard to explain, like, why is it better than GTA 5 in terms of the world, or like, something else. I'm trying to think of something else that has like Skyrim or something like that. Like, it actually feels alive. Like, it feels, I don't know. Someone help me out here. Travis, have you been fucking here?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Cause you played it, right?
Well, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to appease, employer Brian.
Trying to what?
Appease employer Brian. Because, you guys know me. I'm either 0 or 11.
Uh huh.
I have no middle. There's no 7 or 8 for Travis. So I'm just trying to keep it down.
Yeah, it's really good. And Chris, if you can get it like on the cheap, we were all the same on this thing. We're not big GTA fans. I'm addicted to this game. Like the way the mission set up, because in the GTA 4, you're one character, and when all those icons stop popping up, it got really overwhelming. But in this, because you're 3 and only certain characters can do the missions, it's I think it's a lot easier to digest. So, I don't know. And it's fucking gorgeous. The soundtrack's amazing. I'm laughing out loud so much during this game. It's not even funny. It's funny. I shouldn't say it's not even funny. It's definitely funny. They made me laugh.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's good. And I need to ask you guys, like, when we're doing the game of the year, do we count this as a game of the year 2014 or 13? Because it will knock something off my list, which I know is already going to be on the, not the overall necessarily 10 list, but it's going to be named eventually by someone else. But, should it be included in our actual top 10 or just my own? Because suddenly the game came out in 2013. It was re-released in 2013.
Well, so for me, it's like if it gets put on the list, they have to have added a lot of content. Does that make sense?
So what's considered content though? Because this isn't like a Last of Us on next gen. It is more of like like they redid a lot of the assets. They redid
right, but there's
a
lot. No new content. It's still the same game. It's just graphically better, right?
I guess it performs, but yeah, pretty much it performs
that's,
better.
That's kind of what gets me. Like on, I'll be honest with you, and I'll say this now. It's not that big of a deal. I have a Ultimate Evil Edition on my list, but they added a lot of content. And Reaper of Souls came out this year anyway.
Yeah.
So that one I think does work, but like for something like GTA. I mean, I'm fine with having it, but in my personal opinion, it seems like if they didn't add anything, it's still just a better graphical
version of last year's game.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, Chris. I'm sick of your fucking Grand Theft Auto hate. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jason.
Hey,
how you doing?
Up?
You added me to the calls, so I came right in.
All right.
Here I am.
I hope you're recording.
Yeah, I am.
Well, all right. Good deal. We're going through Jeff's distractions.
Either way, cool. Like, if I have no problem, it's definitely gonna make my personal top 10 of that I played this year. Unfortunately, it's gonna knock another game off, but I know that other game is gonna be definitely on Chris's list and probably Travis's. I don't know about Jason's. So it's gonna get on our eventual overall game of the year list that we need to cut down to 10. So that'll be fine. This is a shout out though, because like that game is, oh man, we missed the boat on that one last year, but I'm glad we didn't play it last year because it's so good on current gen. Like there's like no pop in when you're like, unless you're flying, there's like, you know, the other GTAs, you'd be driving down the street and all of a sudden you see cars pop in front of you. Like this, it doesn't happen. It doesn't make a huge difference. It's just really
game's fucking beautiful, right?
It's goddamn. It's fucking gorgeous. Like it's not just an up-res too. Like they changed a lot. Like I looked at that comparison video and like they actually rebuilt assets and it just looks really good, but it's awesome. I'm surprised. Tanya's playing it right now. She's playing online though. She doesn't play the single player. She plays online. I don't think she knows what she's doing. I don't know what she's doing. Well, that's true.
But is she having fun?
Yeah, she just goes and I got home the other day and I'm like, oh, you're playing Grand Theft Auto. She's like, yeah. I'm like, what character are you right now? She's like, me.
Character.
I'm like, yeah, she's like, me. Cause you know, I have like there's three characters you play in GTA 5. And she was like, I figured she was like doing a mission for one of those three. And she's like, no, I'm just me. I'm like, you playing online? She's like, yeah. What have you done? She's like, I just stole someone's car and sold it. For money.
Like, nice.
Yeah,
it's adorable.
Yeah, and right now she's playing it right now as we talk. She won't play the single player. She's like, hey, it was too complicated, but she's playing this multiplayer. So,
wow.
Really weird. But yeah, that's about it for me. Grand Theft Auto 5, very surprising. I can't believe Grand Theft Auto and a Call of Duty game I really, really like this year. But yeah.
Good stuff.
When do you guys go? Please don't have
all right. Well, before we do that, Jeff, the Raptors won.
Did they? Sweet.
Yep. They won. So, Travis, go.
Oh, hey. Can I talk?
Go for it.
You can.
Cool.
You can talk whenever you want, Travis.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck that employer Brian guy. You know what? I got a lot of catch up on. So, hold on before I do my distractions. Jeff, I got some notes for you.
Gotcha.
I told you weren't going to beat Dragon Age. Called it.
yeah.
I'm not really sure you're going to dig on
Bloodborne. I called that.
I'm not pretty sure you're going to dig on Bloodborne very much. You may like it. You may surprise it. I think that saving grace is that it's a faster paced action. It's a little more Capcom-y.
Mm-hmm.
So it may have a chance. So
okay.
Yeah, there's
gotcha.
That. I'm really, really glad that you're enjoying Call of Duty still. That's really, really awesome because you used to not like that and now you do. That's really great. I'm happy for you.
Just say this when we're recording. Just
the
say,
Bayonetta
look what you
issue,
did, Brian.
The Bayonetta issue, it's unfortunate with that middle third. That's really sucky that it kind of like destroys its pace right there. You wouldn't expect that from those guys when they're developing that game, so that sucks. And I also think another issue is because
What is happening right now?
Bayonetta
I don't understand.
Bayonetta 1 was a, Jason, Jeff's boss wouldn't let me talk, basically. So that's why
it wasn't Jeff's boss. It was Tanya's boss.
Yeah, Tanya's boss.
No, he just said he couldn't
talk. Oh, God. We're
going to
get an email from him next week, aren't we?
He basically told me I couldn't talk anymore.
And the best part of this is you're not making up for it. You're just doing it at a different time.
Yeah, basically. So the Bayonetta.
So if we could, like, you know, put a time code on this for him, he could just skip through it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro, that's true.
Actually. He doesn't want to skip through it. This is all really, really good shit. Let me continue.
Oh, okay.
So in another issue of Bayonetta, it was Bayonetta 1 was such a surprise. It wasn't on our radar very much. We didn't know what we were getting, and it blew our minds. And Bayonetta 2 had high expectations. So maybe it kind of like your expectations were way up here, and the game kind of went a little bit below that. That could be
Miles
an issue
bullshit.
As well.
That first game didn't have that dumbass kid with the hood.
That's true. That's very true.
Hurry up. Keep up with
Jeff,
me.
Jeff,
try
you should
to keep
have brought
up.
My fucking head hurts.
Yeah.
Jeff, you should have brought a GTA 5 on the PS4 just because all of your best friends are playing it on that system as well.
No, they're all playing Destiny, and that's looking like it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Okay, good point.
And they shouldn't be friends anymore.
Yeah. Probably so, because we don't talk to anybody else. But all I talk to is Chris. That's it. That's all I've talked to in the past month is Chris. Also on GTA, on that GTA tip, Jeff, did you get the Trevor yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm doing the heist that Trevor starts, the one with the big loading container thing.
How much is he one of the greatest
he
video game characters
is
of all time?
Amazing. He is so funny.
Oh my God.
Like, he's scary. He's like a psychopath, but the lines he delivers are literally have me like pissing myself laughing, like legitimately funny. They're so good. I love
the things he does to stuffed animals.
Oh yeah.
That's some scary shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Too.
It's creepy. He's a sick, sick individual.
Yeah, he is
so
sick.
Okay.
But he's
that's
funny.
All I had for Jeff's distractions.
All right.
I played actually more stuff than Destiny.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm glad, because Destiny's pretty much majority negative this week. It has not been a good Destiny week. But a couple of new games, one kind of new-ish and one brand new. The new-ish game is the re-release, the remastered Fahrenheit, The Indigo Prophecy.
That just came out today, didn't it?
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
I was hoping you were going to talk about this.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously, this is a game that I've played easily 10 times all
was,
the way through.
Yeah, it came out like, what, 2005
was the original
five?
Release.
God damn.
Yeah, 2005 was the original release.
We're old, guys.
Yeah, 10-year-old game, man. I played that first joint on the PS2 and thought it played really, really well. I picked up the original Fahrenheit on Good Old Games, and it performed similarly, I guess. But this version's really, really good. Now, you're obviously playing a game that is, you know, it still looks like a PS2 game, but they kind of, it looks like you're playing like an ultra PC textured PS2 game. So it's better. Yeah. It performs better. It runs smooth. Even on my MacBook Pro, it performs pretty solidly. And this is far from a gaming computer. So, but yeah, it looks a little bit better. It's great because it's the full like European release because
Indigo
Prophecy had a few scenes because for some reason America is afraid of boobs. So, or at least at
true.
The time, now it's not an issue. There's boobs all over the place, but no, it's great. It's if you've dug Indigo Prophecy, or Fahrenheit, it's a no-brainer to pick up this game. Even the things that were kind of
I played it back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the sluggish
it's like,
controls.
It's like
moving...
Heavy Rain. It's Heavy Rain. It was what Heavy Rain was before.
See,
Heavy
I
Rain
think it's
Rain.
Better than Heavy Rain. Like Heavy what? Heavy Rain was good. They did the controlling your character felt better. It felt a little bit more organic. How you manipulate the world around you, opening doors, using the motions like that. That's a little bit better. You can tell the genesis of that was there in Indigo Prophecy, but they just kind of like tried to perfect it for Heavy Rain. So, you know, you're still well aware that this is a really, really old game, but it's in my top 10 games of all time. So I'm thrilled to play it again on a better system. And I've never played or even seen the deleted scenes, the scenes that were censored in the US. So it's actually, you know, going to be really, really cool.
You YouTube them boobies.
I have not.
You?
I have not wow. seen. So I don't know. I don't know what is going to be different yet. So, but it's great, man. It's Indigo fucking Prophecy. I love it. It's fantastic. Jason, did you jump on it yet?
Not as of yet. Yeah, I saw that it got re-released and it's like an up-res and stuff. Looks cool. Yeah. But yeah, I thought of you when I saw it.
Yeah, it's I was a little bit disappointed, you know, that it's just a I mean, I'm glad to be playing it all over again. Especially sure. On Steam. It's refreshing to have it on a platform that I jump on all the time now. Because I used to have to, like, you know, good old games is fucking clunky. I've never got used to starting games on good old game. Like, it's just setting up a library. I don't know. Steam is just, it's all there. It's a one-stop shop. I can buy and play back to back. And, it's just,
it's only 10 bucks.
Yeah, 10 bucks. So yeah, it's Indigo Prophecy. Play it. If you haven't played it, if you liked Heavy Rain, it's a no-brainer. Or Beyond Two Souls. Just go ahead and grab it. It's great. And then on kind of that adventure game tip, it wasn't on my radar until about 2 weeks ago, but it's Don't Nod, I believe, is the developer. They did Remember Me. That game was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
Yeah. It has fallen.
But they're one of the first companies to say, okay, we're going to try our own IP, our own original IP and storyline, and take the Telltale model and make it our own. And that's what they did. It's I'm about halfway through the first chapter of this one, and like I said, it's a Telltale game. It really is.
Life is Strange, right?
Life is Strange, yeah. It is a lot more lower key. Now, granted, it's just started. So basically, you are this 18-year-old girl who moved away from your hometown to go live with your parents in the big city, but you move back because you get accepted into this. This private school that is for seniors only, that focuses on higher education for the arts, and so she's
douchebags.
Yeah, so she's revisiting this area. So there's a lot of teenage angst, a lot of, you know, going in between the courtyard and talking to the jocks and the nerds and the stuck up bitches and stuff like that, and just kind of like figuring out who you are, where you're gonna fit in. How are you going to choose to speak to these certain people? So it's kind of interesting. Well, first, it's cool because I just mentioned on a previous show that, you know, I wanted to see, and I'm glad we're starting to see more really, really cool, intriguing female lead characters. And this is really cool because you don't really see that too much for like a late teen, like a young girl coming into adulthood. So it's an interesting twist on a female protagonist because she doesn't even know who she is. And then you throw on a little mix of being able to, you know, out of the blue, it's not explained yet. Obviously, it's chapter one, but being able to reverse time. A, adds a great story element to the game, but B, puts a twist on that Telltale Games model. Because
that's kind of the hook of the gameplay.
It is. It is.
So yeah, you can go down like, you know, specific conversation trees, and if it doesn't work out the way that you want it to,
rewind
first time. Yep.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And they do some cool stuff. Some of my favorite stuff in a DS game that was the sequel to 999. In that game, there were multiple branching paths, and if you failed in one path, you would zoom back to the original starting point of the game, and you would have to choose other paths. And there was this huge branching storyline, but your character.
I'm sorry, which game?
It was
about?
The sequel to Nine Doors, Nine
was
Lives.
It like Virtue's Last
Virtue's
Reward.
Last
or something?
Reward, there it was, okay. Yeah. But your character in Virtue's, remembered every decision that happened. So as you move along different branching paths, you were able to remember things from a previous reality. Well, she can do this, but with time. So she retains all the memory of what happened, so she can go back in time and kind of change it, and that's up to and including, say you speak to a teacher and your teacher's scolding you the way you acted in class, he will say, well, remember what John Lennon said, he said blah 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 blah, and he quotes something to you. Well, you can reverse back in time, and before he kind of tries to lay down the law, you can say, well, teacher, remember John Lennon once said blah 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 blah, and then he's like, you know what, you nailed it, you got the gift, girl. Like, so you can
Cheating,
you can use time as an ability to
kiss ass
or you know, just kind of stick it to the snobby bitches on campus. It's a really good game. It's organic. It's cool to see the Telltale model, but without the you know, dodging, you know, dodging zombies or, you know, chasing after the woodsman. You know, it's refreshing to have kind of like, even though you're rewinding time essentially, it's still very much grounded in reality. And it's a lot of situations that we've all faced, you know, in high school, you know, dealing with acceptance and how to talk to friends, how to, you know, help friends when they're struggling with something. Do I do this? Do I not do this? And it kind of revisits a lot of those things that a lot of people face in their young life. So it's a really cool game, man. I dig it. Again, if you're a Telltale fan, it's a no-brainer. You should get it. It's $5.
Yeah, it's got a cool indie vibe, like an indie movie vibe.
Yeah, it's got a
soundtrack included.
Yeah, you know? It's an interesting that the indie soundtrack is great. And even the way you interact with the world's really cool too. You know, you can go into your dorm room, click on the music, and as the music's playing, you can sit down and strum a guitar, and you'll strum the guitar to the music that's playing on the radio. Just little fine-tuned little interactive moments like that. You know, those are things that made Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls really, really cool, is because it's little small interactive moments that just let you see a side of your character. And it doesn't say much. You're not really speaking. You're just kind of getting a vibe of who this person is. So it's really nice. It's great. Like, I'm already, like, dreading the fact that I probably have to wait a couple of more months. And it's Telltale, that model, to a T. So it's...
Yeah, it's episodic.
Yeah, it's 5 episodes, $5 for the first episode. And if you like it, it's like $16 or $16.99 for the season pass.
That's the sale price. I think it's $20 normally.
I think you're all right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
so
just
it's
trying
good.
To help.
No, you're right. You're right. You got me on that one. So, It's great. Thumbs up so far. And I really want to go, I really want to go finish it right now, so I'll be right back.
I'm gonna get it for Lisa. I think she'll dig that an awful lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna get Megan to play it. She seemed pretty interested in it as well. So. But that's it for me, guys. I mean, we'll touch on our Destiny stuff when Chris talks. I don't want to talk about it right now.
I don't think we're going to touch on it very much.
Did
Jason,
you shoot
what you
shit?
Got?
And did you get a little bit of loot?
Just say you played it is all you need to say.
Crota hard is a bitch. That hard mode Crota is, it's insane.
Chota hard what?
Crota is the boss of the expansion raid.
Yeah, I know.
My Chota's pretty hard.
Sorry, the DLC raid. For the listeners that are not perverted.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. The normal mode was just getting easy. But the hard mode version of Crota is just super frustrating.
Agreed. The boss. Getting up to him, we rocked it.
Well, there's really no change to the raid. It's just the normal, you can't revive people until a checkpoint pops.
And the guys are a little bit tougher.
Yeah, they're a little tougher. But it's not that big of a deal. You're still super powered enough to where you can take them out pretty handily. But all the changes are made in that last raid. So you get up to Crota and he's just like, there's just like 5 different things that you have to account for now on top of all the enemies being way harder.
Yep.
And it's really, really fucking hard. It's up to a point where you cannot leave. There's zero room for error. Zero. In the Atheon fight on hard mode, you can have one or two little small mistakes and still make it through. You can have a couple of people die.
You can have a couple people die and still make it through with Crota.
One person goes down. I mean, it's such a stressful situation. You have one person run out of rockets. You're done. Like, there's no error. None whatsoever. And it just makes it increasingly, increasingly frustrating. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood now.
Anyway. Next topic. Jason, you're up.
I am?
Sure.
We're doing distractions, right?
Yes, sir. Sure.
What did I play? I had a vacation.
How was that?
Knew about that.
You went to Atlanta. You went to the old country.
Fuck yeah, dude. Spent some time in the ATL and then down in Florida. But I got to play games in both locations, which is pretty damn cool.
You brought your PS4 with you, so that helps.
Well, yeah. I mean, down in Florida, you know, we've got a nice place there. We've got a nice boat. We got a heated pool, but there's nothing else going on. So, yeah, you hook up the PS4 or whatever and, you know, kill time that way. Doesn't hurt.
There you go.
But what did I play in Atlanta? We played a lot of Jackbox.
Jack Fox.
That
about
game
that.
Is
that's
amazing.
That's the,
yeah,
it's the so quiz good. Stuff by yeah. the, Fibbage you don't know Jack and, folks, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So okay.
good.
Okay.
So good.
Formerly Jellyvision. Yeah. So, you guys have heard of Fibbage, correct?
Yeah. Fibbage is great.
Mm-hmm.
Same team, but they actually, they packaged Fibbage in with a bunch of other stuff. So like a brand new You Don't Know Jack, they've got something called Drawful, which is kind of like Pictionary / Fibbage.
Oh, that's really cool. One, Chris, you were talking about that before. Chris, or no, it was Jeff that was talking about that.
It
you
was
draw
Jeff,
on like
yeah.
a tablet or a phone. And then,
yeah,
like,
you can use your phone or your tablet
that's
or something
cool,
like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that is super cool. So yeah, you just launch it on your, you know, on your system of choice. And then, it pops up a room code. So everybody just logs in, with their phones just for that. It's, yeah, really easy and a lot of fun.
Cool.
What else we do? Nidhogg. A lot of
that. Oh, I want that. When's that coming to consoles? Is that coming to PS4 soon, isn't it? Or is it coming to Xbox One?
I think it is.
One?
Pretty sure.
I know it was on one of their, one sizzle reel. I can't remember which one it was on.
It's out on PS4 and Vita right now. As well as Steam. You do
already?
Have a computer, Jeff. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I do have a computer. I don't like playing games on it, though.
That's true. but yeah, we were totally playing that. Oh, played a little bit more of the Ninja Booby game, Chris.
Yeah.
I hear you're a fan. I'm actually getting the hang of that game, and,
it's not hard, so.
That's true, but when I first dove into it, it was pretty rough, because I didn't go through any of the tutorials, so.
Yeah.
I didn't
get
a real good feel for the combat, and,
I'm, kind of new to this. I think I heard you say ninja, but I definitely heard you say boob.
Yeah.
So.
Senran.
But what is this, what is this joint?
What is it, Senran
Kagura? So this
Kagura?
Is like a 3D action beat-em-up.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Essentially. Get all these, you know, girls from different ninja schools, and they're all scantily clad, and they're all jiggly as hell. And when they fight...
They rip each other's clothes off.
Yeah.
Or I should say, like, cut
clothes
each
off.
Other. Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty cool. No, it's terrible. We're terrible people.
It's Necro's favorite game
perverts.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you might go. Be, I think that might be accurate, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Necro's that's... like, well, let's see here. Ninjas, good. Boobs, great.
Better.
Ninja boobs.
Yeah.
Does, so, I think he actually has one of the characters as his avatar on PS4. I
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he I thought you were just goofing on him. He legitimately likes this game.
No.
Well,
yeah,
I said it as a joke, like he probably would, but he probably does.
Right.
I think it's Necro. So, I don't remember. Who knows?
Did you guys ever finish Infamous?
Yeah. I didn't finish First Light.
I finished Infamous and First Light.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. So I'm trying real hard to play through that game and not having
Second
any
Son
luck.
Or There's First Light.
Yeah.
First Light.
Second Son.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst one of the three.
Just play through the story, man. Like just try to nail it.
It's the worst
it.
One gameplay-wise. I think it's one of the better ones like
see, that's the thing.
Wise,
it's like
but...
I think it's the I think it's the worst one side quest-wise, but that's it.
Oh, the side quests are awful.
I think they're all bad.
But all
quest
of those side quests
man.
And Infamouses are awful. They're especially after you play something like Grand Theft Auto, like it's just like, oh man, like everything in that game is just different. Infamous is all the same shit. But
yeah, pretty much.
Played well.
Yeah. Well,
is it worth going through? Like if I just like mainline it? Man, I
basically
think
main
just got off the Space Needle.
Yeah, wow, that's
oh god, you're early on. You haven't even got the other powers. You need to go and get the other powers at least.
Yeah,
at least go get the other powers.
You get through the neon powers.
When you get the neon powers, things will start to liven up a bit.
But if you don't like it by the time you're halfway through the section,
if you don't like it by the time
powers,
you get digital powers, or what's the third one? Is it digital?
Video.
Video. If you don't like it by the time you get video powers, you're not going to like the game.
I get video powers.
Video
it's
powers.
It's pretty awesome, dude.
All
right.
Technically,
awesome.
We already have video powers, so what's new? Come on.
That's true.
But no, just beeline, just storyline it. Don't do any of the side shit.
Yeah.
The side shit doesn't get you anything anyway, so there's no point.
Well, I'm like,
no, it does.
Yeah.
The side shit, gets you,
but
it gets you points to open up new moves.
But you're
going to
get all the
abilities.
Bullshit just by playing through the story anyway.
You'll get the majority of the powers playing the
I'm sure we'll talk about more of this later, too.
But it's crazy, though, because, like, I mean, in a post GTA 5 and Saints Row world.
Even
like,
post fucking Infamous 2.
It's still an Infamous 2. It was just as bad. It was the same.
Oh, it was bad. That's
bullshit
what I mean. Like,
side
it's like,
missions.
They've been doing it bad side missions since the first one. They have never,
yeah,
like,
no
Sucker
doubt.
Punch has never been able to get a grasp on that.
And the bad thing is, like, they're so focused on the good and evil stuff. And I'm fine with you choosing, you know, the light or the dark side. I'm fine with that.
It's so transparent, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's like it's sitting there. It's like, okay, well, the here's problem a guy is black standing or white, on the side of the road.
It's, that's you what I mean. It's like it's black or white. It's like, yeah exactly.
It's artificially choosing what you do. Like, Fable 2 is a great example because they kind of took the good and evil thing and kind of spun it on its head because you can choose between good, evil, and then it was like corrupt or divine or something like that. So it was like this cross of moral power that you kept on going back and forth. So you may do something that was lawful, but you're also doing something to make yourself more money. So you're becoming lawful, but you're also becoming too
did that.
More corrupt.
It was
yeah, it did.
To how bad it was only the end of it, which at that point didn't matter because you could totally sway yourself from going from like totally good to totally bad or vice versa without even knowing.
Kind of choose your own ending regardless of the path you chose, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, Jason, play it if you like. If the gameplay hasn't got you now, then...
No, don't say that because he only has smoke right now.
I want to say go to the video power, but the video powers are literally like very close to the game. So the fourth power you get is it's like really close to the end.
No. You only get video powers. You get three.
Don't look at the video powers as doing anything to do with actually video.
Do I get to like show up in TVs like Max Headroom?
No, you get to pull the power from TVs. It really has nothing to do with video at all. It's just the reason they gave the name they gave it. But what you can actually do with it, it's more maneuverability. You get around the city a lot faster, and you get
through TVs.
No,
through satellite dishes.
Satellite dishes.
Yeah, it's more like direct TV powers.
You're not gonna play it.
Yeah,
I'm probably not going to play it.
No,
because
I would say at least
on.
Get to Neon. At least get to the Neon and try.
I
that
think
out.
Neon's the worst out of all four of them.
Are you serious? I think it's the best one for sure.
I don't.
Shit!
Jason, you can't do anything in the air. It's all ground shit.
Jason,
doesn't
you
matter.
You sound excited for something else, buddy. Totally what is matters. That?
I forgot.
Must have been really
Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter is going on. Yeah, so the demo was released kind of softly. I guess you have to have a code in order to download it. But all my homies down in the ATL downloaded it. They're big Monster Hunter fans.
Except for me.
Yeah. So like Hardiman, Ryan, John, Rena. Yeah, we all got to play some of that demo. But I got a retail code. High five! So I've been playing the shit out of that.
Nice.
But I can't talk about it too terribly much.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pretty awesome. And there's enough mechanics in
accessible
it.
Accessible for a new player?
No, fuck no. Are you kidding me? It's Monster.
No.
Shit, no. Yeah, they don't really, do too much to entice new players at all. But, there's some cool new mechanics to keep, some of the old vets coming back, I guess. So. That's out in a couple of weeks, I think. But I'm going to be playing, mostly that for the next couple of weeks. And have been for like the past couple of weeks, so the game's pretty good.
Has it completely taken you away from the life sentence, the game, whatever?
Yeah,
forgotten
all about
that.
What game was that again?
Freedom Wars.
Yeah, exactly. Chris, you were kind of digging on that though, weren't you?
I haven't touched it in a couple of weeks.
Okay, all right, there we go. That explains it. So other than that, I've been seeing that, you know, a lot of shit at work, like, Life is Strange, let's see, iDarb, kind of.
Oh, that just came
released
out today, yesterday.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. Just kind of dropped. It wasn't supposed to be out until like early February. Yep. And, go check that out.
Is that good? Is it fun?
Yeah. Super fun.
I heard it's fun local.
It's also,
like, if locally.
Well, yeah. I haven't actually played anything online with it, but.
It's free too.
It is free for,
gold
members.
Members.
Yeah, otherwise, I think it's like $15 or some shit like that. But, I also picked up, Dying Light, but I have not played anything of it yet.
I am
seen a lot of it.
I'm on the verge. I really, really want to pick it up. What console?
I'm waiting for
PS4.
PS4? Okay.
Yep.
That pushes me a little more further if you want to play some co-op.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It apparently takes a little while to unlock that co-op, but it did look a lot of fun. Yeah. We recorded a video at work and
I watched a quick look.
That looked pretty cool. Yeah. Other than that, I think that's about it. Seriously, Monster Hunter has been consuming me for quite some time.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't have much to talk about. Destiny. We already talked about that enough. And then I grabbed some of the games off of the flash sale last week.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those was Unfinished. What did I get? I got Unfinished Swan. I got. Oh, God damn it. Now I'm going to have to pull it up.
Pull it up.
But that's what I was playing. I played Unfinished Swan a bit. And have any of you guys played it?
I have not played it.
Yeah, a little
that's
bit.
When you're kind of going through like the white and you're just ink everywhere.
And you're throwing paint everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting feeling. It's like at first.
It's like an artsy Bukkake film.
Well, maybe not that.
It's also like that Splatoon game coming up for the Wii.
That's true. There you go. Let me see. What did I get? I got Costume Quest 2, Strike Suit Zero Director's Cut, Unfinished Swan, and, Shadow Warrior. So I got all four of those games, and I paid a total of about $15.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So it was pretty awesome.
Did you play Strike Suit Zero yet?
Not yet. I was hoping that it was Vita, but it is not. It's only PS4. So I got to download it on my PS4. Actually, I'm going to click this download to your PS4 button right now.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
All of a sudden, I played Chris's audio quality just
No, my PS4 is wired. It won't be a problem. Okay. But
I'm interested to see how you feel about that.
It looks pretty cool.
Know that the first few missions you don't necessarily get said Strike Suit Zero. It takes a little bit to it starts off as kind of a vanilla starfighter.
Okay.
Like third person starfighter game.
Right.
And then it eases you into the controls until you get the strike suit, because once you get that, then you're transforming and it kind of changes the game. So it eases you in slowly. I had an issue with substance. So just know that going in that it can be a little bland.
Okay.
But it's hella fun to play, so.
That's what's important to me.
Yeah, know that going in.
But yeah, so I pretty much just started Unfinished Swan. I did play some more, Binding of Isaac. So we were talking about, how after you finish the first dungeon from Binding of Isaac, it opens up another one that has some extra floors. I got to the boss of that one and got beat. So that's where I'm at right there on that. So that game is fun, but I really don't see why everyone touts it so high. Yes, it's cool. It's fun that everything is completely random. It's also frustrating that everything is completely random. But it's a good game, but I think it's getting, I feel like it's getting more props than it should personally. And I'll probably get some hate mail for that, but you know. That's what I do.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand with that game either.
It's fun. I can
see why people get into it. It's just not my thing.
It doesn't draw me back very much. But, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, which one is
it?
Binding of Isaac.
Rebirth. I haven't tried it yet. So.
It's good. I mean, it's like think of a Zelda game that's kind of like a twin stick shooter ish.
Yeah.
Because you can control with it. Well, you can actually control the movement and shooting with the two sticks. So. And then the items that you get to power up Isaac are completely random and,
exactly.
So it's weird. Totally
yeah. I've never played it either.
Hey,
I've always gotten like a Smash TV vibe out of
a little,
Binding
yeah.
of Isaac.
Well,
a
twin
little.
Stick, I guess.
It's, yeah, it's like that. Like the gameplay is like that, but
I'm looking forward to play what's it called? It's free on PS Plus this month or next month.
Which one? Transistor?
No, the other one.
I was going to say, you played Transistor.
I've already played Transistor.
Oh, the new one that's coming.
No, it's not a new game. It's an old game. It's been on PSN for a long time. It's free this month. Oh my god. It's like a
blog.us.playstation.com.
It's a roguelike.
Rogue Legacy.
Rogue Legacy.
Oh, there it is.
That game is fantastic, Jeff. You need to play it.
Yeah, it is.
You need to play it. That is a fun-ass game.
When Scott was here, last year, he was playing that, and I'm like, this actually looks really fucking cool.
Dude, I had so much fun with that game. I think I got to New Game 4 Plus or something like that. It was crazy. It's crazy good. It's crazy good. But PS Plus looks good. Looks pretty good this year, this week, or this month.
Yeah.
It's Transistor.
Apotheon looks great.
Looks pretty good. It's very. I love this style of that game. So I'll definitely play some of that. Yakuza 4, Thief, and Rogue Legacy, and Kickin' Fennec. I don't know what that is, but
free. I don't know.
That's a Vita game, but so we'll see. Transistor, people, go out and get it now, please. Well, not now, but wait until it's free. But go and get it. They still get money even if it's free. So the developer.
There you go.
But that is it for me. So
Ben,
I think.
Oh, Chris, I implore you. Costume Quest 2. Play it and make sure that candy corn is in your party.
Candy corn.
We talked about this before.
Yeah, we did talk about this before.
Gotcha. All right. all I needed to say.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's take a break. And we'll come back and we'll talk about our personal game of the year lists.
And we'll
narrow down our list to 10 games. And then next week, we'll come back and fight. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. And welcome back.
You welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Game of the year.
Game of the year deliberations part one.
Let's do it. Guys, you're going to hear me typing, just so you know. Actually, you might hear all of us typing. Are we all going to type the...
No, if you're just one designated typer.
Okay.
I like that. That sounds great.
All right. That sounds great. I'll do the grunt work. I'm cool with that.
Sucker.
Yeah. So what we're going to do. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, the joy of Google Docs. Oh God, you're a bunch of dickheads. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the table. We're going to start from 10 and we're going to call, name off our top 10 games for the year. We will comprise a list of those games and then we will deliberate to get that list down to 10. Next week we will come back and we will argue about which 10, what order those 10 should be in. So
yes.
That is how we're going to do it. And I am going to
we're
going to
bare our heart for all of you. And then we're going to tear each other down next week.
I can't hate each
other. And you're going to hear us say bad things about great games that we don't really mean. That's usually the way it ends up. It's usually the way it ends up. And at the end, we have to say, please keep in mind, we don't actually hate this game.
They're on our list. Yeah, exactly.
It just sucks and it shouldn't be on here.
Exactly.
Very true.
Oh, shit. All right. So why don't we start with who wants to go first?
It doesn't.
I'll go first.
All right.
Go
Travis,
for it. Travis. What's your number
starting
10,
at 10?
Buddy?
Starting at 10.
Number 10, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
I see that.
That is understandable. Chris, I'm hearing a lot of
here. Duty.
Oh, no. It's really good this year.
I'm hearing that that is like the best story campaign for a Call of Duty since 4.
I think it's the best multiplayer since 4, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's overall probably the more intriguing multiplayer because it's the biggest change in Call of Duty multiplayer since they went to modern times. And yeah, the storyline's probably the best since the first Modern Warfare. So
cool.
Yeah, overall, really good game.
And I know that this doesn't count, but the latest DLC, oh my God, John Malkovich.
Yeah, he's in it.
Bill,
yeah, that's
Bill
right.
Paxton.
Really?
Yeah, Paxton. Yeah, Rose McGowan. And that
Rose
one of
McGowan,
the guys from
really?
Walking Dead.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, they're pulling out all the stops.
Really weird.
I know.
It's not the first time they put a Walking Dead character in DLC. They had that John Romero DLC where you had to fight a zombie John Romero, which was very fitting. But it had like Sarah Michelle Gellar, Danny Trejo, and then Merle from The Walking Dead. Was it Rooker?
Michael Rooker.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was actually a fun DLC.
Cool. All right. Jeff, what you got?
Okay, was going to be Infamous, but I know someone else is going to definitely mention that as well, so that'll still be on there. So my number 10 becomes Wolfenstein.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Yeah, Wolfenstein was surprising and pretty damn good.
I can't spell, so we're just going to have to go with that.
That's fine.
Wolfie. Wolfie and
Jason, go for it.
Wolfenstein.
Number 10 is the most fun game of the year, Hyrule Warriors.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
All right.
You can't go wrong with the Destiny Wars platform, man. It's
pretty fun.
And then
fun.
Link versus the yellow turban invasion.
Just give why it's there. No rebuttals till we get to the point where we have to break the ship down to 10.
Cool. But we can comment.
Yeah,
we
totally
can have a little,
comment.
Little just, side comments.
So I changed mine at the last second, my number 10. I put in Strider.
Oh, you did?
You
got Strider.
I did. Strider got mentioned
the list.
At least. Because the other one I had on there was
what was your original 10?
It was why can't I remember Mercenary Kings? Because I loved the shit out of that game. That game
was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, that was this year.
Yeah,
holy shit! The
running beta or whatever they do on Steam, that was last year. But the game actually,
came out
this year. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Beta was like 2 years long.
Oh wow!
Something like that. Something like that.
Oh, that makes sense because I got my PS4 in December. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Travis, what you got? What's number 9?
Number 9 is, I'm excited. I have a PC game on my, list this year. Mm-hmm. This War of Mine.
Ooh, cool.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that game's great.
Yeah, it's really swell. Just play it. It's great. It does better for getting a sense of the struggle of living in a, war-torn slash almost, it's not post-apocalyptic, but like just living in a war-torn area where there's survival is really, really hard and just life is bleak, but just struggling between feeding yourself, defending yourself. They mix kind of like, when you look at it, it looks like almost like a Metroid, but it actually is kind of like an Oregon Trail-ish vibe from it because you have to like keep the people that you're with like alive. It's just such an immersive experience. Was a complete surprise. Love that game. You guys need to play it.
All right.
Yeah, that shit's neat. I like it.
Good deal. Jeff, what you got?
My number 9 is Destiny.
Okay.
All right. Hey, how about that?
Hey, nice. It made Jeff's list.
Oh, dude.
I'm happy.
I like Destiny a lot. I just, Don't have it up on a pedestal like some other people.
No. Keep in mind,
I played a lot.
There's a difference between putting this game on a pedestal and just having a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of problems with this game.
We have problems with this game. Yeah.
But there are a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems.
I honestly didn't think it was going to make it. And I was looking through. I'm like, you know what? I had a lot of fun with Destiny when I played it. Like, a lot of fun. So, yeah.
There's a lot of problems with alcoholism, but that's pretty fun sometimes.
And that's like number three on my list.
Yes. Alcoholism.
Yeah. Alcoholism. Alcoholism, not Destiny.
Whose turn?
Jason.
All right. I think it's Jason's turn.
Nidhogg, you can fucking throw swords and
shit. Are you sure that's this year too? Is it really? Yep. I need to play that. I need
what
to play. It looks fun. Nidhogg.
Nidhogg, dude. Nidhogg?
That shit looks fun.
I mean, granted, it's like, it's what in, like, can an we do? Alpha PC for fucking like 2 years now, but it, finally officially released this year.
But it's fantastic. It's like,
it's a
what
your like
what's the one thing that can make a sword fighting game better? Racing. It's awesome. It's such a fun game.
I wrote this game off for so long. I thought it was just like a fucking indie anomaly where, you know, people were like, oh wow, look at the fucking graphics. Oh, they're so fucking,
they're so sub. Yeah, exactly. That's what
I'm saying. It's Atari-ish. I thought about Nidhogg all the time.
Yeah. It looks
every
fun.
Time that I would see a gameplay of Nidhogg, I immediately thought of Jason because it's like, okay, if we did another End of This Fest, this would be,
on, the fighting
challenge.
Yeah. Oh,
we
for
would
sure.
Do, yeah, 100%. Hands down. I always thought that. Yeah. So
it's a given. A that would have been like the last
sprinkled there.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Check it out.
I was
Chris.
Much a latecomer to this game, but yeah, it grabbed it. It grabbed me.
It's gonna be harder to knock this down to 10. But anyway,
I don't
Chris.
Think it'll be that as hard as you think. All right, so this will probably be the only vote that this game gets, but Child of Light.
Probably, but
that's a very pretty game.
It is a very, very pretty game. And I like
I
the,
wish I
like
wish
the,
I finished it.
The combat as well. It's the really only, good. Actually the only thing I had an issue with was the whole rhyming dialogue, which was annoying and forced.
Yeah.
So,
that got a little old.
Yeah, it did. Quite a bit.
Look
Travis,
at,
what
look
you
at
got,
us,
man?
Look at us being all nice to each other. Oh, good.
Oh, no, this is the easy
Chris.
Part. This is just us going through the shit. Yeah. Once we start cutting stuff.
This is my one game that's...
I'll fucking
this
cut
is the,
you.
This is the one game that's low on my list that I wish it was higher, but I liked it anyway. Transistor.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, I told
Jeff, what do you got?
Transistor was this fucking year, but I'm going with Call of Duty Advanced Warfare at my number 8.
All right.
Already been said, so.
Bill Paxton's. No, anyway.
Jason, what you got?
What number? 8?
8.
8.
South Park!
Nice.
The Stick of Truth.
I'm waiting
that
for that
game
to come out on
is
current
fucking great.
It is, yeah.
And I
nice.
Really don't like South Park that much, but holy shit, this game
Man,
is. Yeah.
I hear a lot of people say that. I hate South
yep.
Park.
See, if
like,
you don't like
I...
South Park, do you think it's funny? Like, I mean, the game. So you actually, okay.
It's funny. It's, well written. The gameplay is actually really good. So I don't know if you ever played, like, you know, Paper Mario, but the gameplay is a lot like that.
But do you like it more
because
of the gameplay or the
turn-based RPG style?
Do you like it more because of the gameplay or more because of the humor?
Both.
I'm not asking
it's
you.
It's actually
asking
both.
Jason. Really?
Yeah, it's actually
that's
both.
What I'm wondering.
Yeah,
so why don't you like the show? This,
wow,
this isn't even part
Jeff
of
is like super mean.
No, this isn't even part of the game. I'm actually like actually curious because if he said he doesn't like the show because the humor is supposed to like really like based on the show.
I will watch the show on occasion, and I'm like, oh, all right, that was pretty
kind of
funny.
Funny,
and that,
kind of whatever.
Yeah, that's really about it. But in this environment, it doesn't seem too forced.
Gotcha.
And there's so many other like you know licensed games out there that really fail to hit the mark, but this nails it. It seems.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, yeah.
I may or may not be bringing that up later.
Good. I hope so. Yeah, the game's fantastic, really good.
All right, my number 8 is Bayonetta 2.
Nice. Did you beat it? We,
no,
Chris,
but I will be it next week, I promise.
We aren't in the top 5 yet. I don't know what you're talking about.
My What's top 5 on? Is with games that I enjoyed more than Bayonetta 2.
Oh, okay.
Travis, what you got?
Oh, Travis, yeah.
Number 7, South Park, Stick of Truth.
I like that game. Everything
Jason said that I tried to say, but Jeff was being mean.
I wasn't being mean. I was just telling you I was asking Jason, not you. I
Fuck
know you like
want
to
hear from you. You.
Yeah, I knew Travis liked South Park and everything. It just...
No, that's the thing. I am not a super fan of South Park. I watched the first few seasons.
You guys are making me want to play this game.
I want to play
it.
Chris, come out on current
gen, legit think that you will love it. I really do.
Yeah, and Jason, the biggest point that Jason made that I like, aside from the fact that it is a really, really good game, was that it's the taking an intellectual property and properly fitting it into a interactive game space. Mm-hmm. And they absolutely nailed it. You feel like you're in an episode of the show. Like, they completely emulate it perfectly. Yep. So it's great. It's a easy top 10 for me.
Cool.
All right.
Jeff, what you got?
My number 7 is Bayonetta 2. Also on the lower half of the 10 scale, which
it's all
because
together.
What I talked about earlier when we were doing distractions,
yeah.
But
oh, yeah, boy. Jason
it was awesome.
Wasn't here for that conversation.
Fucking great,
yeah.
But I think Jason, he would appreciate it. So I didn't like, I think the game's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I won't get into it again because I talked about it ad nauseum when we were doing distractions, but it's my number 7.
I did not like it as much as the first one.
Yeah,
as well.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have been there for that.
Yeah, anyway. I kind of wish he were.
That was the common theme. It was basically more Bayonetta. Yeah. So. Jason, what you got?
Normally a bad thing. Number 7.
No, not a bad thing.
Oh, this is weird. Mario Kart 8.
Nice. Okay.
I have a kart racer on my fucking top 10. And it's a Nintendo Wii game. What the fuck? This is weird.
I feel like I need to get that game too.
That
it's
so
good.
Good.
We'll probably
it's
hear about that
good.
Later too. But yeah.
All right. My number 7 is Transistor.
Nice. All
right. So we'll put another little notch right there. Travis.
You know, let's put a notch. Just keep the,
What you got, Travis?
Well, I got me.
There's no point in putting the notches, Chris. This is just whatever it is.
It's just there for our information later.
I got me a little Shadow of Murder.
Shadow of Murder?
Yeah, I like
wow.
it.
Six? No, 7?
I couldn't. The only issue
is
I think I did myself a disservice. I did every single thing that there is to do in that first level, only to find out that once I completed that first main, that I guess that triple, that main boss fight.
Yeah, before you switch over to the next area.
In that first area, and I did everything. I'm like 20 hours in, like I did everything, and all that the game allowed me. And then I go and I walk into another vast open world space, and I'm like, fuck me.
That should have been
the
best feeling in the world.
I spent 20 hours of fun, and then I found out there was more fun. Oh, my God. It was horrible.
Hold
it
for when we're cutting.
I
was like,
there's
more.
Dude, I had mowed down Sauron's army.
It was easy.
My map.
Dude,
and I
was
just like, I'm owning this game. I'm owning it. And I walk into the area, and I'm like, fuck. But
dude, that
it was,
second
it was
area
kind of,
is where the game gets really fantastic.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's just it lost me because I got a little too whelmed, I guess.
Whelmed.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what you got, man?
My next one is Forza Horizon 2. Probably the only time that's going to be mentioned as well. But that is my number. Is that 6?
But you know what? From what I hear, that is deserving.
It's really good.
Yeah. Jason, what you got, bud? Number 6.
Game that I really wish you guys would get into. Lethal League.
Yeah, I never played it. I think I have it, but I don't think I've played it.
I think
it,
I bought it for you. I think
you might have. No, it wasn't that one. You bought me the other one. Not Lethal League. You bought me the one that was...
What is Lethal League?
Oh! Lethal League is a... this is kind of hard to explain. Baseball. Hitting a ball.
Okay.
With a bat, right?
Sounds like
and
baseball.
You're trying to hit the other players with that ball.
Oh, that's pretty
so
funny.
You can angle your shots. So it's like a 4-player, like, you know, Smash type.
Mm-hmm.
Game. So you can angle your shots. You get, special powers and shit like that. Super fast, frantic. It's also fun. A lot of fun, actually. Great
soundtrack
as well.
So this would most definitely be on Fighting Game Armageddon, it seems.
Yep.
Probably.
I'm looking at the screens of it, and yeah, this is, it's like straight up, it looks like a 2D fighting game with 4 players, and everybody's hitting each other with bats.
Yep. Well, not even bats. Like, you can't hit the other player actually with your bat.
You have to hit
them with a ball. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So
that's pretty cool.
You know, as you hit the ball, it doubles in speed.
Oh, wow. So every time
someone
hits it, it keeps going
faster and faster and faster. Yep. And
that sounds
some of the,
so if you like
some
hit the ball back and forth between the two?
Yep. It'll double speed every time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Super great.
Good stuff.
Please get it, you guys. Because I want to play it more with you.
If it comes out on PS4 or Xbox One, for sure.
Really should. God damn it.
It's the only time this one will be mentioned, too. Velocity 2X.
Whoa.
This game is fan-fucking-tastic, and more people should play it. That is my personal opinion. I got the platinum on this game. That says something.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. And there was, it just felt like, you know, there was always a goal for me to reach for. And, you know, I'm not a score chaser, but if there are goals for me to reach for, I'll go for that. And that's what Velocity did for me. So, fun ass game.
Gotcha.
Very cool.
Travis,
what you got? Number five. You're in the top five.
Lethal League. I haven't played it yet, but I'm looking at the video and it's awesome. This looks
so
really, really cool.
It does look pretty fun.
What's that, like that Brazilian, like real life sport where you have like those, crocheted, like curved,
soccer?
Long gloves.
Oh,
and
oh,
like,
yeah, I know.
You throw it across the,
highlight? Highlight.
It's kind of like that, but with baseballs.
Yeah, I guess. And you're throwing it at people or hitting them at people.
But
you
sure.
want to hurt people.
True.
Yeah, but you want to hurt people.
Oh, yeah.
And what is your actual number five?
Oh, my number five is Mario Kart 8.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
I don't even have a Wii U. Played the shit out of it, though.
That's
great.
That's pretty awesome.
That's good, yeah.
Jeff, what you got?
My number five is only because I haven't played enough of it, but it's GTA 5. Fitting, but it's really good.
Fair enough.
I mean, this is like the re-release because it came out last year.
Yes, but it's right. That's what I'm saying. Right. On my personal top 10, I'm not gonna include this when we do our actual, like, I'm negating this from our talk of Game of the Year from when we actually do our top 10. I'm not even gonna argue for it. I'm just saying in terms of, like, my top 10 I've played this year, because technically it did release when I played it this year. So, but it's my number five. And only because I've played it too much. But yeah. I will not argue for that game at all. I think it's fucking amazing. I think it's almost like an art how good this game is and how amazing world that they built for this, but yeah, we should have played it last year, I guess. But I'm kind of happy I played it this year.
I did, and then you guys were all like, "Oh, I'm just gonna play it for a little while and then get bored." And then
my thing was, you did, didn't you?
Shit out of it.
Well, I did because none of you motherfuckers wanted to play it with me.
I'm not bored at all with it, and I'm like 15 hours in, and it's like, and I knew it was gonna come out on this gen. I knew it was gonna come out on like Xbox One and PS4. So I'm like, I'm gonna wait because, and it's so good. Anyway, as we are. Jason.
This shit looks so good. Okay, I gotta stop looking at this fucking video. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Jason, what's your number five?
Guilty Gear Xrd. The game's fucking beautiful.
That's that high on your list? Kind of surprising.
Yeah, it really, yeah.
Just based on graphics?
Fuck out of that. No, not at all. Like, it's actually really fun to play.
Playing, like, online and stuff and everything?
Yeah. Okay. As much as I can. Like, we finally fixed our router issues here, so I'm able to play online now, but.
I just mean because you're not usually one to like anime fighters, that's why. So.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I really enjoy this game.
All right.
We'll just put it at that.
Good deal.
Okay.
All right, my number five is Dragon Age.
All right.
Travis, what you got? Number four.
Number four, my only re-release on the list, GTA 5.
All right.
Okay. My number four is Mario Kart 8.
Yeah!
Play it the shitload.
I'm the only one that's not gonna have it on my list!
It's so good.
I need to get it.
It's my favorite Mario Kart. It is really? Gone above DS.
Oh man,
I love it.
Did you guys listen to the deliberations that Giant Bomb was doing?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I was,
that shit is hilarious.
First of all, Jeff Gerstmann could eat a big one. Jeff, he's like,
it's been the same game
since the Super Nintendo one. I'm like, oh my god, Jason, punch him in the face.
There's no point.
It's so good. Like, I felt so bad for, I think it was Klepek and, what's his face?
Probably Dan.
No, it was Klepek, Dan, and,
where did that one end up?
York.
Like, number nine?
Oh, I can't remember his name. Navarro. Alex Navarro.
Alex?
Like, up for it. Yeah.
I think I ended up, like, number eight or number nine.
Something like that.
In the top 10 or something like that.
Begrudgingly. Yeah, according
to Jason, what you got, man? Exactly. Number four.
Number four, a game that I talked about a lot last year, Hearthstone.
Does that count?
Technically, it finally got released this year.
I actually played the fuck out of it when I was
breaking down my list. I had that on my top games list before I narrowed it down to 10. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely think it counts.
Game is Right. Absolutely something special.
Cool.
All right. My number four?
Three. Destiny. Four. Yeah, you came in last. Yes, you're four.
Which one? Destiny is my number four.
All right.
Travis, number three.
Number three, Dragon Age Inquisition.
There you go.
Like that game a lot.
Cool. Jeff?
We're at number three.
Number three.
Shadows of Mordor.
Shadows of Mordor. All right. Jason, number three.
Dark Souls 2. Not as good as Dark Souls, but
still
pretty fucking good, man.
That was, I had to bump that one off. That was my number 11.
Yep.
And my number three is Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition.
Very that cool. One was tough for me to cut. Really.
Go ahead and put it on the board. That's Megan's number one. It's the only thing on her list, but it's her number one.
Man, I bet she has more hours in that than we do in Destiny.
That's guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Travis, number two.
Number two, Destiny.
Destiny. Where the hell did Destiny go?
You don't have
there
to put. Honestly, Chris, there's no point in putting numbers next to
it
because it doesn't
matter.
I'm
putting it there matter. Because for it's fine. I'm putting it there.
It helps. It helps, Jeff.
It doesn't. What does it help? Because then we have to think of.
It helps me.
Okay. Helps me. All right.
Jeff, number two.
My number two is Sunset Overdrive.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. Oh, it's fucking amazing. You guys can't say shit because you never played it. So
no, I played it.
I played. Yeah,
Jason played it. I was talking about Travis and Chris because they were the both ones that had the reaction. Like,
yeah, but Jeff, keep in mind that game almost made me buy an Xbone.
That's true. Yeah,
I wanted to play that game.
It's really, really good.
It looks really fun, man. It looks really
fun. Once you get used to the convoluted controls, it's really fun.
once you get past the really shitty controls,
not shitty,
the game
I said
is
convoluted.
Great.
It's right. Tough. It's like a fighting game, basically.
Jason, number two.
Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta 2.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
My number two. It's apparently the only vote that's going to get on here. Infamous.
Oh, that was your number two?
Wow, wow. Yeah.
You got
Infamous
some low standards,
much.
Son.
Dude, Infamous has always been one of my favorite series. I fucking love it, and I got the platinum on all three games.
Me too.
So,
I mean, I didn't get the platinum.
So good.
Fuck
no,
that I like one
Son.
And two.
Yeah.
Dude, keep
Second
going.
Son
Just
is...
get to the neon powers before you make any judgments, because the smoke powers are really slow. They are,
I forgot
you know,
about
you get,
the smoke powers. Oh, that's the first powers. Yeah.
That's the thing. The smoke powers are the weakest power in the set that you get. So just keep going. Get to the neon.
The power
and things
set
will get better.
Isn't even what's turning me off about the game. Like,
yeah.
I like the smoke
save
set.
Save it till we get to the fucking, yeah.
Yeah, for next week. For next
no,
week.
No,
for,
no, for today, probably. Cause
well, I mean,
off,
it's obvious
like,
Infamous isn't going to be on the top
no,
10,
not
so I'm not going to make a fight for that.
That's one you have to think about objectively, because if we didn't think objectively, half the games I'm mentioning aren't, they don't have a chance to make it.
True.
The top 10.
True.
So you have to think of
Travis,
make an argument.
What is your number one, sir?
Number one, The Walking Dead Season 2.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's a little controversial as well.
Wow. Okay. That's another hard one because I haven't played Season 2 yet. So.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I will.
Jeff, what you got? That's impressive, man. That's your best game. Your number one.
My number one is Titanfall. Fucking that
really?
Brought me back into shooters, man. That game was.
There you go.
I played that so much, and it made me excited for shooters again. And I kind of stopped playing shooters the last few years.
Do you still fall back and play that a good bit?
No, I haven't played it probably in a few months. But I played it nonstop for about 3 months, like it was like almost every day.
I really enjoyed that for a little while, and that was on my top 10 for a hot minute.
Yep,
a hot minute. It was on my top 10 for the month of March.
I'll fight for it. No, not even March. It was more than March. If you're talking about sales, I'm guessing, right?
No, for me personally.
No, I'm talking Chris. Chris.
Okay. No. Oh, I mean, I played it on PC and I enjoyed the time I had with it, but you know, I played it for about 2-3 weeks and I was done. You know, it just didn't.
But you don't like first person shooters though.
So. I don't like competitive
first person
shooters.
That's more than a
shooters.
Lot of
that's what
games
is.
That I've played on.
Yeah, because Chris is playing the hell out of Destiny.
Yeah, no shit.
Not,
I've got 100-something hours of Destiny.
But he's not
so.
Playing the Crucible.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
not doing the multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm not touching the Crucible. But, you know, first-person shooters, I've kind of learned this. It's the competitive multiplayer that I am not
I
a
have
fan
my
of.
Argument for Titanfall, which I'll place when we get down to the top 10. But it was that game rejuvenated my love for first-person shooters.
All right. Jason, number one.
Shadow of Mordor. Without a doubt.
Not
and
easy.
And I will back that up.
Yeah,
Shadow of Mordor, number one.
Excellent.
Easy call. So here is our list of games based
on... How many
on...
do we have to cut? Holy shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut a lot. And there's a lot to cut. So Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Oh, my God.
Wolfenstein, Hyrule Warriors, Strider, This War of Mine, Destiny, Nidhogg, Child of Light, Transistor, South Park, Stick of Truth, Bayonetta 2, Mario Kart 8, Shadow of Mordor, Forza Horizon 2, Lethal League, Velocity 2X, GTA 5, Guilty Gear Xrd, Dragon Age, Hearthstone, Dark Souls 2, Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition. I can't believe I'm the only one who fucking said that.
Dude,
really?
I told you. That was really hard. That was really tough.
I didn't
tough
put any re-releases
cut
on my list.
Like, I played Diablo 3 Ultimate
Edition.
This
is like the straight up expansion, man. There was so much more. Okay, that's
fine. I know.
No, I
Sunset Overdrive, Infamous, Walking Dead Season 2, and Titanfall.
Before we go on, Travis, are we both in agreement that we can take GTA 5 off this list from the beginning? Because technically it came out last year. But we still loved it
this
year.
All right.
Well, here's what I think we should do. So there are some obvious inclusions here. Shadow of Mordor.
Well, hold on. Wait, no. Before we go into anything obvious, we'll cut the shit that should be cut. There's no point in putting the obvious stuff. That's going opposite. Yeah, we should.
It's easier to separate the wheat from the chaff. It's kind
of
easier to take away the shit.
Yeah, don't just put down stuff that you're
going to
assume.
So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy paste all this and we will delete as we go. I want to keep this list.
But delete GTA 5 just because. Technically, it is a re-release, and I loved it. Travis loves it, but we'll give it its due. Probably should have gotten some more attention last year when we did this, but
all right,
take that out.
So I think we need to make some concessions first.
Oh,
so,
no, for sure.
I'm gonna go ahead and start.
I'm so sorry to see you go.
Good luck with that. I'm gonna start. So I'm gonna concede on Strider. I'm gonna concede on Child of Light. I know it hurts. It hurts me too. But I understand that it's not going to get on there. I'm going to concede on Velocity 2X.
Okay.
And I guess I will concede on Infamous because you guys haven't.
You
well,
don't have to.
I'm going
to
wait.
No.
I'm not going to concede on Infamous yet.
No,
we can talk about
shit.
That one later.
We're going to do it like straight up. Like we've bitten this the way it is. Like kind of like John. We'll go around the room like what you want to cut. And then you make an argument if you don't want to see that cut. So don't concede anything, because Infamous might have a chance. You never know.
Well, I've conceded the games that I didn't think that had a chance to stay on.
Like, I think Diablo 3 was more fun, but I might think Infamous might have more of a chance of getting on there. Just saying.
Can we talk about the Diablo thing?
Sure. Yeah.
When did Reaper of Souls come out? Like,
it was
like
this year.
November.
March.
It was this year. Yeah.
Okay. So March of 2014. Even so, that was just an expansion. Like,
I don't know how
I feel about
that. Came down to me why I left
don't
it on
know
my
how,
list because
yeah.
I was like, it's technically the same game, just an expansion, so I can't get that.
Dude, I
game.
Put like another 50 hours.
Oh, I played
that game.
Yeah, I played a shitload of it, but this one has to be objective.
I did too.
Like, don't put into how much hours you put in. This is where we have to look at.
Well,
it as,
if I
like,
did that, Destiny
overall.
Would be number one.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Like I think Diablo.
I put in a fuckload of hours, both on the PC and the console version. I played a lot of fucking Diablo this year. But I didn't feel
but
super
still,
right about.
It's just an expansion. It's,
yeah.
I would not feel bad putting, like, I loved it. That's probably like the game, like number four that I put the most time in this year, but I also put the same amount of time in the year before that and the year before that. So I wouldn't feel bad.
Enough. I want to say Diablo's got its comeuppance. You know,
it almost got our game of the year. The year it came out. So.
It's had its time.
It's had its time.
All right. So we've killed like half my list now. So it's someone else's turn.
All right.
I don't want to shit on. Is Hyrule Warriors really worthy of being on the top 10?
Oh fuck you!
Not because of what you like.
Oh, it starts. It's because
you liked it. But look at it as more of like. Is it anything more than Dynasty Warriors plus
Dude,
Zelda?
It's a guilty pleasure. I just had a lot of fun with that. Like, it was a cool, like, twist on the Dynasty Warrior stuff, and I really love Zelda stuff. So, that's why it made my... That's why I was, like, number 10.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I could get pushed off easily.
It is definitely a fun game.
But you can agree
it didn't make my 10.
10 better
games. It didn't make my
games.
Top 10. Yeah, if you can agree there's 10 better games, that's the thing. It's like, so it didn't make my top 10, but it was like, it was in that, like the top 20 when I broke it down to that. It was there. It was in the top 20 for sure.
Yeah, the game's super fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And they were really, really good and creative about how they put all that stuff together. You know,
they definitely tickled my nostalgia nerd.
Absolutely.
Bone.
Absolutely. Cause you're playing that game and you, you know you're playing a Dynasty Warriors game, but every once in a while, you feel like you're playing a Zelda game. You know? It's like they really did a good job about that. Mm-hmm. So.
That all right, being said, I have no problem cutting Wolfenstein.
Oh,
see, Wolfenstein is fucking great, but it's great because it's a throwback. It's like, it didn't do anything.
I think it's a pretty legit game on its own.
It is legit, but I'm trying to think, it's gonna be hard to argue that there's 10 like, this is better than 10 other games on this list.
Yeah, especially when you're the only one that really played it. Jason, did you play it?
I don't think I can make an argument.
Not enough. Like,
it.
Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed what I did play. I just never got a chance to play enough.
What Jeff talked about on the show, it really makes me want to play it. But the thing is, there's so many games. You know, for a year that we're like, I really don't feel like there's a ton of really, really good stuff. There are still a lot of games to play, and Wolfenstein is one of those games.
Like, Wolfenstein is like my number 8 or something on my list, but when I'm hearing you guys, so even games that I never played, I think those games do more than Wolfenstein did, and are more deserving to be on a top 10 than Wolfenstein is.
So
that's basically my logic.
Kind of an aside, but Jeff, did you have more fun just with the gameplay, or were there like some really cool set piece moments?
It was both. It was the gameplay mostly, but the story, they did a good job with the story too. But I got to take out my personal, like, subjective opinion on it and be like I've never played Nidhogg, but when I watched videos of Nidhogg, like, I think Nidhogg, to what it did this year, would be more than what Wolfenstein did, because Wolfenstein really is just a throwback. It plays like an old school, like, id game, even though it's not by id, and with a cool storyline. It didn't really do anything new. It was just really solid.
I gotta say that's saying something, though, because there's so many different fucking FPS games out there that try and do shit like that, but it seems like Wolfenstein really nailed
it's good. If you guys want to play, like, it's on sale for like $20, like, definitely pick it up. It's single player only. You don't have to worry about multiplayer bullshit.
Right.
And it's really good. It's really
Just put it on fucking easy and just barrel through that game.
Exactly.
Nidhogg, Nidhogg looks kind of like original Prince of Persia-ish.
It's not, though.
I could see it with that animation.
Yeah, the animation.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Totally different, though.
Yeah, just from like the layout of the screenshots that I'm looking at right now, that's kind of what it looks like. So,
it's a Far Cry. Speaking of which, nobody said Far Cry.
Dude, Far Cry was my number 12. So I was like, I didn't beat it. I got bored of it. So I'm like, I can't.
Yeah,
put it
I didn't play it. I can't really say anything about it.
Yeah, I played Far Cry.
I heard
a lot of
people call it 3.5. So, I will eventually. Yeah. I want to eventually play it. It's just a matter of getting it and getting into it. So.
Game's fun. Game's really good. But
God, it was a giant bomb. Put it like number 3 or something like that. It's pretty high up there, man.
It's
good. Yeah,
it's just
if you're it's tough because that game is super solid, like through and through. And there are a lot of games that are just like kind of iffy on that front, ideas, bad execution, blah blah blah. But this, Far Cry's, like really solid. So that's saying something.
All right.
Anything else? We got, how many do we have? Well, we still have to cut, like.
We still have a lot to cut.
Sticking to the cutting things that are personal favorites that we know are not going to cut into the overall top 10. This War of Mine can go.
Okay.
I think that's fair. It's really a niche game.
I don't know enough about it, so I can't.
It's even if you knew a lot about it, it's super niche. It's an extremely hardcore. It's like a 2D, it's not 2D, it's 3D, but it's, from the Metroid perspective.
Like a 2.5D?
Okay.
2.5D, yeah. Sure. And, it's basically you and this group of survivors, you're in this area that's kind of like war torn. It takes place after like a real war, like in Syria or something. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But you basically have to.
Based off a true story, actually.
It is.
True. Can I jump in? There's a lot of resource management. So you've got four survivors and you've got a house and you've got to take care of these guys. So during the day, you've got to do a lot of micromanagement in the house, make sure that people are fed, make sure that they're healthy and shit. And then at night, you actually go out to other areas to scavenge. Mm-hmm. And that could be extremely dangerous or, you know, it could be extremely fruitful as well. So it's, there's a lot of risk reward there. But yeah, you actually start feeling for a lot of these characters and, just the setting. And I think the aesthetic stuff, really sells the game along with the gameplay as well. It's, it's really neat. It's really neat.
Super depressing though.
It can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's bleak. It's, yeah, they're not fucking around. This is, you know, you're a survivor in this fucking, you know, war torn area. It's not supposed to be fun at all.
Yeah.
And it's not.
And adding on top of that, it's extremely niche.
Yep.
So it's a personal favorite of mine. It could be you guys would play it and not dig it very much.
Gotcha.
It's a very common case. I know a lot of people who played it and just didn't dig it.
Understandable.
Yeah, we can remove that one. Anything else?
While we're at it, we can throw it Guilty Gear. Since you guys didn't play it.
I played the demo.
I don't have a strong enough testimony. Like, this is a very just...
It looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very much a personal thing.
Stylistically, like, it's fantastic looking. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous. Yeah, I really gorgeous do game. like the engine an awful lot.
Really?
But... Yeah, I don't have a super strong testimony for it.
Yeah.
We can let it go.
I mean, it's my number one, but really no one else.
Doesn't matter if no one else picked it. Just like, what's your number one?
Yeah.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead's my number one. I know it's my favorite thing I've played all year, but it's realistically not going to crack.
Did it do anything different than the first season?
Yeah. I mean, it tells a story better. I mean, you think you feel for Clementine as a character in the first series.
So
they take the storytelling and make it so much more of an enjoyable experience. They put you in a different role because you're used to playing a video game, especially
you're
a video
actually
game
the
like
first
this
person to say, like, most people talk to you say that Walking Dead Season 2 was not as good as Season 1.
I mean, Season 1 has a couple of key moments that cannot be topped by Season 2, but I think overall Season 2 is a more complete package. You know, Telltale was just learning when they were doing Walking Dead, and they did a great job at that learning experience.
This is when they learned it and was like, okay, now we know what we're doing.
But yeah, and it just, especially playing it, replaying it on the PS4 as well, it's just super solid. There's
it
no
doesn't
more that
bug
slowdown,
out every fucking
that loading
like, yeah,
exactly doesn't happen. Yeah, it plays a whole lot better. So it's really the optimum experience. But yeah, I mean, even if it's my number one, it can go. I mean, again, like Jason said about Guilty Gear, I can't make a case for it aside from the fact that I love this game. And it was the favorite thing I played, but
I hear you.
I can't push that.
I don't feel good about that. That's your number one fucking game.
Yeah, that's weird. I honestly didn't expect that. I mean, kudos for surprising us, but I didn't see that coming a mile away.
It was my favorite.
I couldn't believe it wasn't Destiny, to be honest with you. But
again, you know,
no,
Destiny
that's
has
the thing.
Too
that
many.
Being said,
there's
I think
too
Destiny
many problems.
To be
there's too many problems with Destiny. And, you know, even, you know, people that play it, everyone who's still playing it, that it, like, religiously, they all know there are still issues with Destiny and that it could have been a much better game. I mean.
And we talk about those issues.
Bungie's even said that they fucked up.
A lot. Yeah. But the problem, but the thing is, it's what I was saying before on one of our previous shows. It's like, the feeling I get from Destiny is very similar to the feeling that I got from PSO when I was playing with other people. You know,
it's the people, though. That's the thing. It's like, it's the people and you're playing.
But it's still, but then,
we
that
have...
mean, then you're admitting the fact that PSO is a bad game? I mean, is that what you're doing?
PSO was a pretty shitty game when you come to think of what
it was.
It
is now when we look at it. But
no,
then,
yes,
then
it is, Chris.
No, I
that
don't
game
think it
was terrible.
No.
Oh my God. No, the game was pretty bad. It was just, when you played with people, it made it fun.
Yeah.
It was the same four levels. It's Destiny. It's like exactly like you said. It was the same levels over and over and over again. You're grinding shit. What made it the most fun is when you're on your Dreamcast. Well, I played on Dreamcast. Type into your friends being like, this is ridiculous. But you kept going anywhere just because you're typing me like, this is fun. It was like a glorified chat room. Not saying that's what Destiny necessarily is. Kind of. But.
Don't you ever call PSO a glorified chat room. It was better than that.
I love PSO.
Dude, I'm sorry. I had a blast with PSO even when I was playing solo.
I never played it.
It was a fun game.
Yeah, I played it solo a little bit. Once I got a core group together, I never played it solo again. Then trying to
I still remember. I still was it you, Jason, that came with John and like I had a they found the level 100 hack. And my character's name was Darth Shino, and like John shows up with like Darth
PSO
something
up
else, and what's that?
Nothing.
Sure, let's put PSO on this list.
Just throw it up there.
Can we?
Sure. PSO 2, let's put it on there right now. I'm going to add it.
Only
PSO
on Dreamcast, not the GameCube one.
But like John and two other people had used the, or one other person had used the level 100 hack that was there, and they showed up with two characters that were level 100 and had Darth something or rather. And yeah, that was.
I don't know if I was there for that, but yeah, there was so much like crazy ass hacking going on that.
Oh God, item duping and shit like that. Fuck, yeah. This is crazy.
Yep. Oh, a lot of that shit. All right. So.
All right.
What are we at right now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A lot still.
Yeah,
I took my number one off the list, so I'm not giving up anything else.
That's how, yeah, just objective. Like,
we have 16 games on the list right now, so
can we just put Lethal League at number 10? Like, I know that you guys haven't played it, but it feels like that.
But it looks
cool,
fun. This thing is like, I don't want to argue. Title. I think Lethal League looks more original than Infamous. Like, honestly, do like I think like okay. Infamous Second Son is the worst out of the series. It doesn't do anything new besides. Introduce four new powers that
and it looks
are kind
really
of
a, fucking good though.
It does look, but this isn't a graphics game of the year.
I know.
It's a game of the year.
We could
like I.
It's GOTY. It could be graphics of the year.
It's true. I think there's more of an argument for Lethal League being on here than Infamous Second Son. And I loved Infamous, like I love Infamous, but I honestly think that it is by far the worst game, even though I love the characters.
It is not by far the worst.
Okay, I was just saying by far. Yeah, hyperbole. Yes, totally. But you have to talk in hyperbole when we're doing Game of the Year show, Chris. You gotta be like, this game sucks.
No, I refuse, Jeff. I refuse. I refuse.
But I think something like Lethal League probably should, it's something new, where Infamous Second Son is literally the worst Infamous game. By the worst, I'm not saying it's a bad game. It doesn't do anything new for the Infamous franchise.
I don't think those comparisons are...
I think...
I don't like this, guys.
What is a better... Like, it's... Just because something doesn't introduce something new...
Well, this one's saying you have to get rid of the whole subjective, like, I enjoy this game more. It's Infamous is Infamous. Like, it... What did it add... to the franchise that was different than the other two. Besides, being
I really hate fucking comparing like one genre to another.
You can't, you can't compare. And it's then comparing what introduced something new. Yeah. What you're telling us that we can't say a great community. Like we have an amazing Destiny community. We talk every day, whether it's about Destiny or not. And it really added more to the game. So you're telling us
that's a community.
No,
that's totally different.
That can't make a part of it.
That is the community. You just said the
but
community
you're saying
adding
that
to
part
the game.
Of it,
that's
Jeff,
not the game adding to the game.
I started talking first.
But that community wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the game, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. But you're telling us, Jeff, you're telling us that doesn't make it a valid reason to make it one of our games of the year is because of the fact that the community adds so much to the game.
No,
it's the game, not the community.
Exactly.
But you're saying that this is something is new and it's fresh, but this one doesn't bring even a game. If a game is good, like Assassin's Creed Unity, it's got massive issues. It's still a good game, but it doesn't introduce that much new. It's still a good game.
No one's mentioned that game, so that's
but
obviously
I'm
not.
Saying,
on this
I'm
list.
Just making. I'm drawing a comparison.
You guys both said like because the community doesn't matter. Community like matters most. You're basically saying the game can be shit, but the community is good. Then we're gonna have a good time with it. Yes, obviously, and that is my point to why certain games. Should not be as high on the list as other games should be. Because it's the people you're playing with, not the actual game itself. What I'm saying is Infamous.
But that community wouldn't be there without the game.
Well, okay. Obviously, that's like no shit. Because obviously the community wouldn't be there if the game wasn't there. Because there would be no community for that game if the game wasn't there.
It's just,
my point is Infamous Second Son did nothing to do, first of all, there's no community in Infamous Second Son. It's totally, I don't even know how that even came up here. All I'm saying was Infamous Second Son doesn't add anything to that franchise. It's, and we all agreed.
Does lots
probably,
of new powers? It's a,
Jason,
it's a new
how are you doing Infamous Second Son? You like that series. How are you doing in it?
I do. I love that series. This particular,
why are you not playing
not...
it? Why? And you're at the Space Needle, which is literally 25 minutes in.
Right. A lot of the side mission stuff
minutes.
Is not grabbing
it's about
me. 25 I don't,
minutes
I,
in.
I don't like the main character.
It's when you get the first,
all,
the thing when you drop side. Down. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
I'm
definite
a,
issues
I'm,
with
I'm
the
making
game.
An argument
I'm,
for
I'm
Lethal
trying...
League, which I have not played, but Lethal League sounds original, something new.
Yeah, truly.
Infamous is not that. Infamous, something old.
How did Infamous get, like, lumped in to fucking battle it out with Lethal League?
I don't understand. Yeah, I know. That's the crazy thing.
Somebody mentioned Lethal League, and
it's about what's...
Yeah.
Then I just wanted it as a fucking guaranteed 10 cool
that's
indie
what it came
spot.
To. Sorry, that's what it was. You said I wanted to be guaranteed 10. I was like, well, if we're going to, like, something that I don't think should be on here would be Infamous, because, and I just gave my argument.
But you see, okay, I'm going to draw up to this all night.
You hate Infamous, don't you, Jeff?
You've been waiting for it all night. I'm biting my tongue.
That's the thing. It's like, there is so much variety in what you do in Infamous because there are so many different powers. The only problem with Infamous is that the side quests suck. The main story is fine. I understand that the characters that you don't like the main character. The other characters in the game are fantastic.
It's not, even the story missions were fucking bland. It was the same shit. Like, go here, kill this amount of people, then go here.
The story missions were fine.
Oh, there was no missions in Infamous Second Son like the ones in Infamous, like, 2 or 1 where you're going against, like, they were varied, the story missions. You're going up against, like, all these
crazy shit. They're varied in Second Son, too.
No, dude, they're all the same
enemies. Give me an example. Give me an example of something in 1 or 2.
Those huge fucking monsters that would come out and, like, do whatever. Like, I can't remember what the fuck they were called. There was nothing like that in Second Son. It was the same enemies over and over again. That's all it was.
But there were huge fucking monster enemies in Second Son as well.
Like what? I don't remember any big enemies. You fought a helicopter.
No, they had a huge fucking mech that you had to destroy, I think.
No. Maybe one that was, like, some guy that's not, like, the enemies you fought in that game were soldiers. And it was like a big down, like, to me it was, I don't know. I'll give it up. I don't give a shit. I've never played Lethal League. I'm just saying, when I look at, like, Lethal League.
Once again, why are we talking about Lethal League versus Infamous?
Because you said you wanted to be number 10. And I was saying, if there's anything that should be cut from here, it'd be number 10, it should be Infamous.
I think we're losing.
We're losing grasp on the point.
Yeah,
I was only 80% serious on, like,
legally being a guarantee.
I honestly don't think Infamous deserves to be on this top 10. I think it's the worst out of the series.
I don't think Titanfall deserves to be on this top 10.
I will make so much. You're just saying that because you're fucking.
No,
bitter.
I'm not. I don't think Titanfall belongs on this top 10. Why do you think Titanfall should be on there, Chris?
Because you can double jump? No, because it paved the way from all first person shooters from that point. Call of Duty, because all of the other games that had double jump before that don't matter.
Halo stole that shit.
Yeah.
Call of Duty stole that shit.
Everyone is going after Titanfall. Titanfall stole it from other games before it. What?
Fuck that.
There are other games that did it.
Other games had double joint. I brought up Tribes. Tribes had double jump.
Tribes didn't have double jump. Tribe had jetpacks.
Unreal Tournament did it.
There were a lot of games that did double jump before Titanfall.
You're only saying Titanfall because you're mad because I'm saying Infamous.
No, I'm saying Titanfall because I don't think it's that good of a game.
Because you don't like first-person shooters. I honestly think from what I have heard from other people, I've played Titanfall.
I honestly think that what I've heard from other people and other podcasts, that Call of Duty is a better game than Titanfall.
That's fine. I think Call of Duty actually deserves to be on this list as well as Titanfall. Yeah. I think they both do. Exactly.
Who the fuck? Number one.
And Call of Duty deserve to be on this top 10. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I probably like Call of Duty. I think Call of Duty overall, probably a better game, but Titanfall did more for the shooter genre, like, this year than anything. Like, that did more than Infamous. What did Infamous do for the third person?
You're saying because of double jump, but
no, I'm not saying
well, there's too much focus on the double jump.
Chris said, like, that, not me. Chris said that. I didn't say the double jump.
What other game is copying Titanfall with Titanfall's number one draw, which is having a mech which you can either jump in and use or control on the battlefield.
From ignorance that people who have not played enough of the game.
Does that. No one copies it. So what does Titanfall do to influence that?
Okay, wouldn't that be awesome? Because if no other thing's copying it, wouldn't that make it more original?
It would be awesome, but they haven't influenced the other companies to do that.
If you don't think Titanfall's infamous Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, or Halo 5, you are on crack. You don't think that it has not done that.
We're not talking about the Titans themselves. Like, that's completely separate. It's the complete fucking mobility that you get in Titanfall that has influenced these
other fucking huge genres.
I feel like these other games were in development, like, at a parallel with Titanfall
you
as well.
You don't think the people at fucking Activision knew what the hell Titanfall people were going to do, Respawn? You don't think they pitched that?
We can speculate as much as you want as to how far in development they were.
Yeah, Titanfall has more an effect on the first-person shooter genre than Infamous has had on that genre. That's why I think it's like Infamous is just the worst out of the three.
Okay, so we're deleting Infamous. Fine. I don't think Titanfall belongs on this list, and I told
that's
you
fine.
Why. I don't. The only thing it added is a fucking double jump, and someone did that before
that's
Titanfall.
That's not what
that's,
it added.
That's
though.
Bullshit.
That's total bullshit, Chris. It's not. You did not play it.
It was way more than that. Hold on.
You played it on PC for like a little bit.
I played it on PC for about 12 hours. I put 12 plus hours in this game.
This is like nothing.
There was wall running and boosting. There was way more than just
wall running, boosting.
Two types
of gameplay in one multiplayer.
But if mobility in a first-person shooter...
It's not mobility,
shooter,
it's originality.
You just said mobility.
I'm saying there's...
I said double jump. You said it wasn't double jump. I said mechs. You said it wasn't mechs. And you said it was because
of
mobility.
It's a combination
if mobility
of
in a first-person game is what it influenced, then fucking... what's the fucking parkour game?
Brink. And that game did terrible.
No, not Brink, fucking,
Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
That's, no.
Then that is what, just put a gun in your fucking hand and it's,
yeah,
that's your mobile first person shooter.
That's hold on. And then it would be a first person shooter. Brink, it's not. All right. First person
really
shooter
not.
Genre has been extremely fucking cookie cutter for a long time, right?
Yes, a very, very long time.
Titanfall's like the first game that actually went outside the box a little bit. I feel that.
And did it right.
I'm a big first-person shooter fan.
Yeah, because you can recognize
that. And I really, really think that it influenced the entire genre. Like, you know, people are like, you know, picking up on that. They're like, shit, this is actually a lot of fun to be able to move around, to be able to double jump or wall run or, you know, boost left and right, back, whatever. We're seeing a lot more of that.
It was influential.
I think it was
Call of Duty, but there's not many other first-person shooters that said
Halo 5, dude.
Halo has been a way more mobile game than any other major first-person competitive shooter on the market. Dude, I'm sorry, when you compare it to any Call of Duty or any, or any Battlefield, arguably the three
Halo's
top
the
tier
least
games.
Mobile of
hey,
any
no,
of them.
Halo is super mobile.
It's the least out of all of them.
Your characters are really fast. You can jump really high and really far. It's super mobile game. No, absolutely.
Oh my god,
you can't strafe or anything like that. No. But
Halo's the slowest.
Adding strafe to a first person shooter does not redefine.
It's not
once again. You're boiling it down to one particular move.
Exactly.
It's a lot.
You're not
of
doing
things.
The whole
so it's
thing.
It's not
like,
just double jump. It's not just strafe. There's a lot of things going on with it.
Titanfall has done more for this genre. Like it's obviously influencing people. I know you guys don't like it. Like Travis, you probably played like 10 matches. Like this thing is like you have to take out this your subjectivity and put in objectivity. Like okay, it's hard to say because we're just comparing. I just want to just compare it to Infamous because that was what was on the cutting block. How many games can you say actually influenced an entire genre this year?
I don't care about that. How good was the game?
It was amazing.
It wasn't amazing. It was a first person shooter.
You can't
that had
think
some
of,
extra mobility. It wasn't
oh my God,
fucking
Chris,
amazing.
This is the thing is you can't look at it objectively. You can only look at it subjectively.
Yes, I can.
You don't
I
like
bought
it.
The fucking
no,
game.
Not. No, that's subjective.
I bought the fucking game. I did like it.
You don't
I did like
first
it.
Person shooters.
I
you
did
never
like
have.
It, Jeff. God damn it. I liked the fucking game. Okay? I liked it.
This is getting great.
But it is not on the top 10. Do you think Titanfall belongs on this list over Sunset Overdrive? Do you think it belongs on? No, it fucking doesn't. Do you believe it belongs on this list over Hearthstone? I certainly don't.
I'd say, well, again, we have to go through the whole beta thing, but probably not. Over Dark Souls 2? Yes. Over Dragon Age? Yes. Over,
no. No.
Oh, shit.
No. Oh, yeah. No. I would totally think over Dragon Age. 100%.
I mean.
Over Transistor? Obviously, yes.
I didn't think that we were ripping out each other's fucking spines until next
week.
Well,
that's the thing.
No,
it's
I
like
mean, he's saying that I'm not liking the game. I played the game. I played it for like 12, 15 hours. I did like it, but it didn't keep my attention because it is a competitive first-person shooter.
Can you not
and it
see
has
what
some
it
mobility.
Did, though?
Great.
You
that's
can't
awesome.
See what it did for the first-person shooter genre. You
it
can't
didn't
see what
do
it did
anything
there.
For the first-person shooter genre.
Because you haven't played Call of Duty, and you haven't played
Congratulations, there's Double Jump in other games. Other games did that before Titanfall.
It's not just Double Jump.
Other games did it before Titanfall. None of the other aspects of Titanfall's mobility are in any other fucking games.
That's why it's hard to argue with you, because obviously at that point I would be like, obviously you never played the game, because it's a lot more than just Double Jump.
Yeah.
No, it is more than Double Jump. I know it is.
But
no, Jeff, listen to me, Jeff. Listen. What other piece of the mobility from Titanfall is in another game? Besides the Double Jump, what other piece of mobility from Titanfall is in another game?
The boosting left, right, forward, and back.
Right and backwards.
Yeah. From, in what game?
Halo.
That Halo and Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
And was it the first one to put boosting?
The first person shooter.
Yes, it was. The first one to make it all versions, yes.
They've been extremely similar. You've not been able to do that in like previous first person shooters. For the most part, like the popular ones, like in, you know, Battlefield.
And I'm sorry,
Call of Duty, Halo,
somebody
not
brought
able
up,
to do that
somebody brought up, what's that PC game? What's it called? Travis, you brought it up. The, what the fuck's it called? God damn it. The PC game, you guys said, yeah, that game had it. No, it didn't. It had jetpacks and you're going down the hills. Tribes. That did not have it.
True. I mean,
that was
an extremely fucking mobile first person shooter.
Yeah, it was mobile. And, but not, it was
that was also like 10, 15 years ago.
It was also a mobile that would not work on consoles. That shit was just way too fast.
They didn't have Tribes on consoles. It was
just PC.
But things have been extremely stagnant for a very long time, I think. And
it was a new breath of fresh air into first person
And I can agree with that. I can 120% agree with that. It's a breath of fresh air.
But it doesn't
whether
belong
not,
on the top 10.
Whether or not it's game of the year, top 10
we're
quality.
Not talking about how
let me give you,
let me give you
some statistics. All right. I'm looking at Game Informer's, editor's picks.
What does that have to do with
all
anything?
The editor? I'm trying to point because other people
what does that
agree.
Have to do with anything?
Other people. Will you let me finish my goddamn point? Jesus.
So I'm gonna read what other people's opinions.
18 editors voted for their top 10. 18 editors. These are guys that play a lot of fucking video games. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are past Jason's colleagues. 18 editors. 3 have them on their top 10 list. Only 3.
Well, if that
one
case,
of
then
them,
wipe it off.
Only
then,
one.
Other people.
Only
there,
one.
We don't know.
Only one cracked the top 5. I'm not saying this is a definitive list. I'm just saying that in a single review house, that is a telling statistic. That look, Titanfall is a really, really great game.
There's only about 5 people over there that even play first person shooters.
That's the people that played.
I can go on and be like, you know what, fucking 50 Cent Blood in the Sand sold really fucking good. That doesn't make it a great fucking game. It's like, this
is
a
first-person
shooter.
Great fucking game. That was fun.
I don't know. I've never played. I'm just making an
example.
It was
fun. It was
something that you can't just look at something else and be like, well, this is another subjective opinion of people I don't know or talk to that have not had a list. So therefore, it shouldn't
be on
our
list. There's at least one first-person shooter on every single one of these lists.
What's one first-person shooter that higher than Titanfall besides Call of Duty?
I'm going to be honest. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's list.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck about Game Informer's list.
That's the thing. It's like, for me, Titanfall, I mean, you guys complain about the content in Destiny, and Titanfall is a multiplayer shooter with nothing else.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Destiny has multiplayer too.
But,
congratulations. Yeah. It's got nothing else in it. The campaign mode, that was a bunch of shit. That was junk.
Totally
that
agree.
Was
I'm
junk.
Talking strictly gameplay. I'm not talking about content. I'm talking about
okay, if we're
did.
Talking strictly gameplay, Destiny is like one of the best shooters ever.
Sure.
Yeah, what? At least we get at least we get new items and loot sometimes.
Sometimes,
yeah, exactly. But you also
when we actually defeat bosses instead of getting our asses kicked.
Okay, but we'll move on from Titanfall. What is there anything else that you want off this then? Because I'm sorry, Titanfall's done more than
I don't think it's like if we take Titanfall off, we got to take something else off. I don't think it's big.
I'm sorry, like Titanfall does not. It deserves to be on the top 10, 100%. Like
I don't agree. Do not agree,
Jeff. I'm your only homie here.
I know.
I gotta say,
I would rather have Sunset Overdrive
on this
I just think
top 10.
I know, but I'm, they're not thinking objectively.
I know.
I am thinking objectively.
Chris,
I played the game for 15 hours.
Travis, shut the fuck up. I'm just talking to Jeff right now.
Yes,
Jeff.
Yeah,
right?
He's narrow casting now.
They're being fucking dipshits right now. All right, just. Oh,
yeah,
Jeff,
they are.
Hold on.
If Titan falls off, I'm sorry. No, Destiny's got
no,
to fucking be
no,
off.
No, don't do that shit. No, we're not like Titanfall's off. Well, this has got to be off. We're not doing that.
That's where I'm going to go because there's no reason
Titanfall's
why Destiny should be off.
Fucking pretty good game. It's a pretty fucking good game. I didn't put it on my top 10.
No, yeah, I know.
But I am 1000% with you in that it was influential on
fucking
the
hell
stagnant
yeah.
genre. Yes.
For sure.
That does not automatically fucking include
I would take
it
Forza Horizon
2 list.
Off there before Titanfall. If that'll help anything.
It's not a bargaining chip.
No, but it's not. We can't just take it out because we were like, whatever. Like, it's, oh my God, because I can make so many arguments why Destiny shouldn't be on there then.
You,
or like.
You could. But this is an indus list. This is kind of a democracy. As much as we're telling each other to fucking fuck off and die and rip out throats, there is kind of a democracy.
All
right,
fine. Take it off. Fine. I'll save my battle
for. I love you. I love you. And once again, I'm 1000% with you. Mm-hmm. In that, like, it
no,
was
I know,
influential.
I know you are. You're a smart
it's
man.
It's an extremely important game, and it's actually gotten me back into first person shooters.
More important than a lot of
to
other
certain
games.
Degree. Yeah.
Now that Jason's done fluffing Jeff, the next game that should be taken off. Let's talk about Sunset Overdrive. No,
let's talk about
Dragon Age. Totally joking.
I would actually fight for Sunset Overdrive.
I like that.
I haven't played it, I would fight for that. Because it's unique. It's got an interesting gameplay style, and it almost made me fucking buy an Xbox One. I still want it. I still want to play this game. Like,
Sunset Overdrive is...
The minute it drops on PC, if it drops on PC, it's like day one buy for me.
I would
fight for Sunset Overdrive.
There's a lot to that fucking game, and there's a lot of fun to be had in that game. I'm one of those few that just, like, it did not click with, but I'd certainly fucking appreciate all the fucking individuality and, like, cool shit that game did. I really like that game, but it's not my thing.
It's fun.
So I'm not going to fight for it, but.
I'm writing Titanfall down here only because I want to see how where Forza Horizon 2 goes. Because honestly, I think Titanfall deserves to be higher on there than Forza Horizon.
I'm with you on that.
Jason, do you want to fight for Nidhogg?
Just to see where that goes.
No, actually. I won't. Like, I was a latecomer to that, don't have a strong testimony. I think in a lot of ways it's a really pure, like, fighting game, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a pure, like, fighting/party game, even though it's just one-on-one. But, you guys have not played it enough, so.
Alright.
I don't have much, backing in that corner. I'm sorry. We can take it off.
I'm sorry to be the only one who's objective thinking, but I think that deserves to be on there more than some other games that are on here that even I picked.
Yep.
So, but apparently that's not the way it goes.
Sometimes.
If we don't have the experience of playing it, then we can't really.
That's the whole objectivity thing. It's like,
that's the thing. It's like how, you know, and that's the way. That's just the way it's always been.
Then it becomes a popularity contest. It's like,
but it's
obviously nothing that I pick on here is
not necessarily. It's not. That's not what it is.
So we might as well cut off Sunset because no one else. Well, Jason's played it, but you guys.
Jason played it, and I will fight for it.
But you never played it though. So why would you?
It doesn't matter. I was willing to spend $300 to play this game.
You should.
But you didn't.
But I didn't, because it wasn't available.
Now, it'll stay on the list, because, Jeff, you really like it.
I do,
Jason,
but I think
Jason really likes it. Chris really wants to play it, and I haven't had an experience with it. It looks fun, but I'm at the point where I would just abstain. So I would think it would stay on the
list. I would probably fucking take a Mario Kart over it. Like, I don't know. Like, Mario Kart is still Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart.
Mouse. Yeah, dude, I don't know,
no,
man. It's
I
a really good game.
I love Mario Kart. But, I mean, like, I'm looking at more of, like, what is a game that, like, we're not doing this. It's like, it's... This thing is like, we have to separate your top 10 versus what were the most influential, more best games of that year. Like,
this isn't most influential game of the year.
But if we're doing
game of the year, which game did you play that you had the most fun with?
But we can't do what you're most fun with, because that's where the whole objectivity comes in, because we have not played all these games. We have not played Nidhogg. We have not played Lethal League. We play all Hearthstone. There's games that we have not played, so. You might as well, Jason, you might as well write off Nidhogg.
It's number one.
Because apparently the way that we're doing this now is it's a democracy. It's like you're just voting for what you've played and that's it. And like,
but that's
this
why.
This is no different than any other year that we've done this.
That's why it is important.
Last year was kind of,
guys.
I guess.
Yeah, last
that's
year was
why,
a lot easier.
That's why at this point it is important that Chris put the notches down, because
no, that's what I'm saying. It's not, because that's
when
that's
we
just
talk
only what
when
you
we
play,
talk about
though.
The indus as a group, we have to really
so
focus
the people who
a lot
only,
on the
so
games.
One person has played one game, they loved it. It doesn't stand a chance because the other people might have played three games or three.
Dog,
one,
well,
one
preaching
game.
To the choir. I took off my number one because I was like the only person who played it.
Yeah, and I took off like two of my games. It was like that's what I'm saying. Like, but
dude, less than half of my games are left. Come on, I mean this is this is about breaking it down. You know, I mean, it's about
it's
what games were the best
contest,
of the year.
Then there's no point in doing
it's
this.
It's not a popularity contest, dude. I am fighting for Sunset Overdrive. I haven't played it, Jeff.
But then you're saying that you didn't play Lethal League or you didn't play any of these other games or like, why are you only fighting for Sunset but not the other ones you haven't played?
Cause Sunset almost made me spend $300, Jeff. That's why.
But that's, okay, it's kind of not fair, but okay, that's fine.
Why is it not fair? Does that not make sense? I almost spent
$300
to play Sunset.
You can't say I didn't
play
this.
You can't
but then
really
I didn't play
this,
but
it
looked
the title,
cool.
Even though you haven't
played
it.
Yeah, it's like you
can't
do
Lethal
that.
League looks great. I want to buy it now. It looks fantastic.
I know.
Just put the markers next to it and it's going to be like, might as well just call Mordor a game of the year.
Fuck yeah. All right.
That's
see you guys
the way it's
going to
be because now there's no point in discussing it. Because it's going to come down with like who's played what and not what deserves to be on there, even though you might not have played it.
Yeah. That's,
and that's
really
the way
stupid.
It's been every
it's like,
year.
Now, no, it hasn't. Last year we did not do that way.
Yes, we did, Jeff.
Okay, yeah, Jason, sorry. I'm stopping. Just go.
Listen, No. I just want to say that this is the shitty thing about having a group top 10.
It should be people who can't think objectively. That's the problem.
Dude, we are thinking objectively, Jeff.
All right. That's,
I played Titanfall. It's not all that great, in my opinion.
Yep.
We're off the Titanfall thing. I'm talking about other stuff that you have not played.
Okay, and we haven't cut any of that, have we?
We'll see what happens.
Where's Transistor on this? That game's a piece of shit. Fuck that
still
game.
There.
What do you mean that's a piece of shit? Why
get,
is that
get
a piece
it the
of
fuck
shit?
Out of here. Get it the fuck out of here.
Why is it a piece of shit?
I hate that stupid chick and her stupid red hair and her stupid dumb talking sword. Fuck it. Fuck her. You get one fucking combo and you're like, I'm good for the rest of the game. I don't need to experiment no more. I'm all powerful. Fuck that game. Get it out of here.
Music's really good.
Fuck the music. I can't hear right.
That beach level was kind of cool for a break in the pace.
I didn't even get up there. I don't care.
The ending's pretty cool.
Antagonistic.
It's not as good as Bastion.
I love you guys.
Bastion was really good. I love you guys too, but Jesus all right, Christ.
So here's where I'm at.
Hey, in the future, can we just do Indus Games of the Year, and we just
we could have stopped before this. So it's basically our top 10.
Show's over. The winner is Walking Dead. Sunset Overdrive.
yeah. Here's where I'm at. I have no alcohol in this cup. I also need a cigarette. What I'm calling is a break.
What game? 1, 2.
I don't even know.
We're close.
I don't know where
we're
at.
I'm thinking that we should just
save this
until next week because it's fucking 12:30.
But we only need to cut two more games.
You fucking pussies! It's only 9, 6,
7, 8, 9.
Okay, you and your West Coast bullshit.
We need to cut three more games. Three more games.
Cut Transistor. Let's make it easy. Cut Transistor. I'm okay with that.
Make some hard choice.
Cut Transistor.
Damn it! I'll cut Transistor.
Yep.
Okay. Now I have three I games on this list.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Dark Souls, I say Dark Souls 2 can go. I like Dark Souls 2 a lot. I beat it.
Jason, you said yourself that Dark Souls 2 wasn't as good as Dark Souls 1.
Dark Souls 1 was better.
I mean, hold the fuck up. Just because hold.
Shut the front door.
Just because I said that Dark Souls 2 wasn't as good as the previous game does not automatically disqualify it from top 10 list.
Would you fight for Dark Souls 2 over Hearthstone?
I'm just, no, I would not.
Okay, would you fight for it over Lethal League?
We can cut it, but not based on you saying.
Oh, no. Oh, that's okay. Fine. That's right. Fine. That was just an example.
All right. I was about to throw down like Jeff was.
It was just an example. Now, I'm fine with leaving it on the list. It's just, we're asking you, does this belong on here?
But yeah, like, wait.
Does it belong on our
I would argue for, and I'm sorry, Jason, I know you like the game a lot, but I would argue for Dark Souls 2 way before Lethal League. And not just because of the fact that I haven't played it. I just saw the video and I'm just like, I gotta play this fucking game. But.
Wait.
Like.
Oh, do you mean getting cut before Lethal League? What do you mean?
When you say an overall game as a production, as an experience, it just that Dark Souls 2 just seems to be more like a game of the year contender than something that's, albeit Lethal League is probably super, super fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it just doesn't seem like the complete package, I guess. I mean, I know they're two completely different genres. Like, you can't compare them.
I agree. But there were probably more people working on Dark Souls 2 than there were Lethal League.
There's probably one or two more people.
More mechanics.
Yeah, like a company. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
It's just that as a complete packaged experience, it seems that Dark Souls 2 would offer.
But is that
more long term?
Go ahead. Absolutely could.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah. I mean, and granted, yes, in Lethal League, I can figure out that game in 30 seconds flat. And I guess that doesn't.
But does that make it shit?
Yeah, but I'm not saying that doesn't make it shit. Like,
I know.
I'm trying to speak objectively, like you've been crying for me to do, Jeff.
It's the opposite, though, Travis.
It's
not
weird.
The exact opposite.
Trying to compare those two games.
You can't compare
the
two.
He's not comparing them. It's like,
I'm not comparing the two, but I'm saying when you're looking at
what belongs on this list.
What belongs on a game of the year?
Okay, so let's start from the top. Just Call of Duty.
I'm just saying,
Call of Duty belong on this list.
Based on what criteria? Like, oh, there's more of a, you know, soulful experience from Dark Souls than there is with Lethal League.
I'm not asking you to defend Lethal League.
You kind of
in general. I'm not asking him of anything, but when I look at videos, if I look at a video of Dark Souls 2, and then I look of it, you know what? I'm just going to, let's take a fucking break. Jesus Christ. I'm going to get beer.
Dude, we're at 12 games. I'm saying that we call it. And
we're only two more. There's no point.
We're only two more and we can't make a decision.
I will cut Dark Souls 2.
That's what I would cut. Probably.
You would cut Dark Souls 2?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I would do.
Based on the Indus top 10. Yes.
All right. So I'll be honest with you. I don't have any other games on here to fight for. So I think it comes down to looking at games like, let's just look at it. Call of Duty. Does that belong on this list?
I don't feel it though. It should be. There's some cool set piece moments. They
have everything
some really
on there.
Cool fucking actors
so
to do mocap of. But.
I could do with getting rid of Call of Duty.
Okay.
On the overall top 10. Yeah, I have no problem with that. It'd be a hard argument to keep that on.
Oh, she's
going to
turn me into an alcoholic.
Shit is rough.
I will definitely fight for Destiny. I've put almost 200 hours into that game, and it is the most fun I've had with a first person shooter ever. So
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, well. South Park Stick of Truth. Do we think that belongs on
I
here?
I think that.
Dude,
belongs on.
I will fight for it. Seriously.
That's fine. Bayonetta 2. RPG, I think we all can agree that belongs on here.
Yep.
Mario Kart 8. I think we can all agree that belongs on here.
Fuck of a lot
of
fun. Shadow of
Mordor.
Yeah.
All of us voted for it. So that obviously belongs on here.
I would sub Forza for Titanfall. The only reason is we didn't even talk about Forza.
Yeah.
But I think Titanfall deserves to be more on the top 10 list than Forza Horizon 2 does.
If Jeff wants to make that concession, yeah, that sounds great to me.
Because that did way more than that game did. That Forza Horizon 2 was just a good Forza Horizon game.
So we're still at 12 games then.
Okay.
Lethal League?
Number 10.
Dragon Age 2.
I
certainly think Dragon Age 2 belongs on this
list. Dragon Age. Just have the two there because two people mentioned it. That's all.
Right.
I would take Dragon Age off. I don't think it's that good. But
yeah. Yeah, same here. But I think we're looking at that's the Hearthstone getting cut, Lethal League getting cut.
You sure you want to give up Lethal League like that?
No, I did. Like I really fucking love that.
Dragon
game.
Age, I think, is boring as fuck. But
yeah, I hated my experience with that.
I
have a good time with that. But I know that a lot of people have really loved it.
They got Game of the Year and some shit. Yeah.
Ooh. Where at?
At the VG Awards, and I think IGN might have given
it. Yeah, it's gotten a lot of praise.
I agree with that.
I don't know, if you want to, I would.
Oh, wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So one more game has to be cut.
Ooh, this is where we need a break.
Why don't we just call it here?
Nope.
And we'll come back to these 11 games next week.
No, we might as well get it rid of the
one. I don't want this
one shit
fucking sitting with me.
I would rather just stare at the 10 list.
I'm looking at the fact that it is 12:40 and I'm ready to go to bed.
I know, but we have one
Chris,
game
we're talking
to
about
cut.
Like a half hour match.
The only reason I would say Hearthstone is because it was really out for a year before this. It just officially was out. That's the only reason. I know it was officially released this year, but that's like we cut off GTA 5, even though technically we only played it this year. And I don't
so you're saying that Hearthstone, because it was kind of in beta,
that was part of our conversation. I'm pretty sure that was on our list last year.
We excluded it exclusively because it was still in beta.
Okay, well then that's
and
okay,
I
then that's,
I remember even okay. saying, like, mm-hmm. somewhat jokingly, like, fucking A, Hearthstone next year is going to be my fucking number one.
Okay,
game
if that was the case, then yes, then we can't just cut it from that. Yeah.
Hearthstone is, yeah.
I haven't played Hearthstone, but I will make a serious case for that because all I've heard is just
oh man, I played it. It is probably the best digital card game I've ever played. Period.
Right. It
period.
Is awesome.
Hearthstone belongs somewhere.
I think it
really
does
should,
too.
I really should play that.
Even
I
over
think it does too.
Lethal.
I'm actually surprised it wasn't on my top 10 when I narrowed everything down. I thought it was going to be.
That's the thing is like it was like out for like a full fucking year for the most part. Like that open beta was like pretty much. Finalized game, you know. This sucks.
Yeah. My pick would be cut would be Dragon Age. I know you guys might like, did any of you guys beat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat it.
Yeah. I put a lot of time in that joint.
Man, I put 45 hours into it.
Oh, Here's the deal. I think there's enough weight with Chris and Travis to beat Dragon Age
on the list.
Even if I didn't finish it to completion, I think I would still vouch for it to be
from an RPG standpoint. There's just so much there. I mean, it is such an expansive game, and there's so many things that are available that are optional that you don't even have to do. You can run through just the story missions, just like you could on. In Mass Effect, but you know, I mean, there's just
you had to do enough
so much
stuff to be able to open up the main content. Though.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do a lot of it. I mean, you could have kept up with it like one or two side missions, a map, and kept up with the power rating.
And then it also gave us one of the best characters of the year, Iron Bull, which
is pretty awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is rough.
Hey, you know what? I'd be.
I think we're at the point now that we're all hesitant to drop something.
I think the ones that we cut without hurting someone's feelings. Lethal League, or honestly, Mario Kart 8. Because again, Mario Kart 8 is a fucking amazing, but it's nothing new. And I'm going to stick to the Titanfall, added something new to the genre. And Mario Kart 8 doesn't. It's just
but
awesome.
Do you think,
it's just an
amazing
Mario Kart.
Do you think Mario Kart 8 is...
But
do
I thought
you, think Titanfall
you
is
had
a better
problem
game
with
than
someone
Mario Kart
saying
8.
That it was the same game all over again, though.
No, I was making fun of Jeff Gerstmann, yes. But I'm saying, hey, it's not the same every time. It adds new things. But Titanfall adds more to the genre. I played Titanfall for, like, I don't even know how many hours. I made, like, abundance amount of hours. And I love Mario Kart 8. But Mario Kart 8 doesn't do anything necessarily new. I just think it's the best version of that game.
Wow. But it's a game that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really good.
So is Titanfall.
God damn. Jason, your number one pick's gonna be the number one game of the year regardless, dude. I just don't see Lethal League being part of this cut, bruh. Like, I love you, man. I just don't see it. I don't.
I stated probably good, like, 30 minutes ago that I don't have a good argument for it. I just thought it would be, like, a cool indie, hey, check out my number 10 slot.
Right.
How cool am I? I have not been fighting for it. You guys have been fighting about.
Well, then fuck Lethal League. Lethal League. Why the hell have we been sitting here for like 30 minutes?
Seriously.
Then boom.
But how fucking lame are we? Look at this. I'm gonna remove it from the list and then look at
this
list. Look at how lame this shit is. But as soon as we add Lethal League back. Oh my god, these guys are awesome. They put Lethal League on here?
There's only two games on there that make me feel dirty that are being on there. It's Call of Duty and Destiny. But Destiny deserves to be on the top 10. I just, yeah. Call of Duty just feels dirty, even though I love it. It's Call of Duty.
Let's talk about Call of Duty for a second then.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I'll be honest with you, like from what I've heard about Call of Duty and the campaign mode, and I would only play the campaign mode, and just like I did Call of Duty 4, but I have considered buying it.
The campaign's really, really fucking good.
And that's the thing.
All the players are really fucking good.
Really fucking good.
And that's the thing. It's like I've considered buying it because of that.
It's really good.
I don't know. This is the, I think we're in a rough spot.
This is the best top number one.
Lethal League is the best top number one forever.
Well, if Jace is willing to give up Lethal League, then we're done. We're at 10. If
is
not,
that 10?
If he's going to cut Lethal League. If he's not going to cut Lethal League, then we're sitting here for a bit.
Well, then we're at, I mean, yeah.
You guys, I cut it from the list and you saw how fucking lame it was.
But you brought it back.
Yeah.
By saying, is the best top number one forever for life.
And you said the number one top
and nobody's
11,
disagreed with me.
Yeah.
So they put
and
that
you
on.
Happen to misspell pretty much every single 11. Word in that
number
sentence.
One.
No,
he
got is best and
League
top
is right.
And one.
League is
threat.
Good. Yeah. Oh, lethal as well. And is.
All right. I'm going to delete this shit. Gone.
Oh, shit.
Gone.
Is this where we're at? Is that 10? Are we okay with this list?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That is 10.
All right. So
I don't see any heart in any of this.
In no order.
You see, the problem is.
But
I see a heart.
This
in
is Jason.
Heart
Jason,
stone.
You're looking at. See, we're seeing Call of Duty. We're seeing Destiny. We're seeing all the. Yeah. Jason is seeing Activision, Nintendo. That's what Jason's seeing.
I fought for Lethal League, but
Jason's not seeing.
Should we just pull the fucking MPDs for 2014 and just fucking say,
here we go, game of
there
the
we
year.
Go.
No, because Titanfall wouldn't be on there. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Sunset. No,
but that's the thing is like, we don't actually know how many copies of Titanfall are out there, right?
So. Well, it's digital, so it's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because, and it came with the damn system. So there could be fucking, like, 12 million copies
Titanfall.
Out there. Who knows?
I know how many people have played Titanfall on any given night. It's not a lot at this point. No.
and that was, that, I think that's one of the things that gets me about the Destiny argument is that, you know, 4 months into Titanfall, I wasn't playing it, so I'm asking a question.
Destiny was number 19 on the PSN list in December.
4 months into Titanfall, how many people were online playing?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, 4 months into Destiny, there are a fuck ton of people playing.
A fuck ton of people living in Florida, and they're all fucking crazy and on that.
Because honestly, because they're all on PS4, and there's nothing else to fucking play on it. Like, if once Bloodborne comes out, maybe that'll change.
What does PS4 have for fucking exclusives?
Nothing. That's why they're playing Destiny.
Yeah.
Okay. So but this isn't the
nope.
The console of the year with the best exclusives.
Nope.
Like, what's our top two?
That was a side note. We're not
just
talking.
Just a side.
It was a very bitter side note.
It was a very bitter side note.
It really
note.
Was. That's why fucking Wii U is
factual.
Fucking console of the year. So.
Console of the
year.
I can
agree
with you. I'll give you that.
I can agree with
that. I'll give you that.
We're talking exclusives, yes, with a bullet number one.
In this console of the year, Wii U.
Smash Brothers, not on any of our lists.
I know. Yeah.
What does that say? It's Smash Brothers just that
it's,
good.
It's Smash Brothers. It's just another Smash Brothers.
All right,
let's
fucking
so
close this up, you fucking assholes. I hate you all.
I hate you all.
Listeners, we are so sorry. I think we apologize after every one of these fucking deliberations.
Every game of the
Guys,
year
again,
show we do.
We're sorry. This we know. All right, it's
so the top 10 list that we're going to fight about next week. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Destiny, South Park, Stick of Truth, Bayonetta 2, Mario Kart 8, Shadow of Mordor, Dragon Age, Hearthstone, Sunset Overdrive, and Titanfall.
I can't believe you guys didn't make an argument when I said Titanfall that Call of Duty should have gone before Titanfall. Just saying.
That's
why Noah's coming down to a bitter thing of like this versus this. I'm like, oh, really? You're gonna cut this, not Call of Duty? Jesus.
Well,
Call of Duty had a good storyline.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is Call of Duty has a campaign mode that you can enjoy.
So,
It
I mean,
adds
we're talking
the
about
game.
The best game. You
Metal
know?
League has Candyman. He carries
oh,
a big
Dragon Age
cane.
Has. Oh, it does have multiplayer. Never mind. I was gonna say it has no multiplayer. Oh,
do you guys play much that?
I haven't touched it.
It seems all right.
It was. Like, I played it. We got our asses handed to us.
Right.
You much gotta, more you difficult. Yes, yeah, much more difficult than the Mass game is like stuff? The single player. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we're gonna call this one. Should we even bother with new releases? Is it worth it?
There's nothing coming out next week.
Do you have right. emails or anything, or do you not That's, check it?
We have one email, but I think I'll save it for next week.
All right.
I'm beat down.
Sounds
guys.
Good.
Yeah, I'm done.
My heart hurts.
I'm done.
I feel like we're not friends anymore.
I don't want to leave on this note, though.
I know.
We're
it's
fine.
Sour.
Jesus Christ, suck it up. We're going to be fine.
Quit acting tough, dude. You're hurting, too.
We're not
I
women.
Don't
Come on.
Care. I knew when I went into this, I'm like, I knew some of the games were not going to get on there just because half you guys haven't played them. So it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm happy three of them are on there. Two, yep. actually, not three. Two.
How many of mine are on here? Let's see. One.
Yeah,
let's
take a look at my list.
Three. I have four games on. Four of my games one, are still on the two. List. So yeah. That's not too bad, I guess.
I mean, two that I'm the only person who played them.
Yes, happy I got that those. Is true. That is true. All right. Well, that is it. So we are going to do Game of the Year next week.
Next year. Fuck it. Can we wait?
Next
so, yeah, I've had the equivalent of like six glasses of wine. So this is awesome.
Excellent. It's like a bottle and a half.
Yeah, pretty much. So next week we will be talking about Game of the Year. We will be ordering these 10 games.
Jesus Christ.
If you have input for that.
I'm already having a headache.
I know, right?
Next week's going to suck.
I'm going
to Can we just name the one game? Can we just name the one game?
No.
Like next week, just be like, we're going to kill each other.
We still got to get a top 10 order, you know? So.
Yeah. I'm buying weed for next week.
I have a feeling I have a good idea of where that's going to be. And I think
I have one game I'll play for, one I will not. And we'll see next week. Just to get in the top five. That's it. I don't care about 4, 3, 2, 1.
But if that's the case, I need to buy a Wii U and an Xbox One by this time next week.
You don't have to. You just
got to
think objectively. That's my whole point.
I love how
you played.
Jeff, just because you call me out for not being objective doesn't mean I'm not being objective.
That's right.
But if you say you have to
it doesn't make it true.
But if you say you have to buy those consoles to be able to weigh in,
it was a fucking sideways comment, Jeff. Jesus Christ.
I don't think it was.
All right, children, that's it. We're done.
I don't think Travis knows what objective
means.
If
you guys have any input for us for the next show, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Or you can send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
I don't care.
Check us out on Twitter.
I'll send you the definition. It'll be fine.
Indus Podcast. Can I wrap up? Can we do that?
Yeah, totally.
You can check us out at Indus Questions as well. Individually, we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, Strike, V
that's
Travis
me.
Bomb,
yep,
and Indus
me.
Geoff.
That's Indus ASSHOLE.
And we don't fight this much ever, except for Game of the
no,
Year.
No, we don't. Travis is a big little bitch.
Yeah.
It's okay, Travis.
Oh my god, you're... Fuck off.
So
Jeff is legitimately putting me in a bad mood.
I know!
There
great.
Is no fucking...
Why are you in a bad mood? Jesus Christ, Travis. Cheer the fuck up.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's shit like
Stitcher,
that, look, see? Stop it.
Twitch. What else? Google Plus. We are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. And come over to VG Evo and join the community and find some people to play some games with. And that's what it's all about. And that is all I've got. So are we done?
On VGEvo.com.
Can we wrap up and get out of here?
I didn't know that we were doing that this week.
Doing what?
Like the fucking heart ripping out shit.
No, we weren't supposed to. This is supposed to be the easy part.
This was supposed to be
the
easy part.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Jesus, I was not prepared for this.
Me neither.
Neither was
I. Want to say I absolutely fucking love you guys. And I know that we're, in a small way, kind of playing up the
It's video games. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's video games. It's not that fucking serious. We really
you know
do
what?
Love one another.
And you know what? We know that all of these games are good, so it's not that big of a deal.
Except
exactly.
for Destiny.
Yes.
You're not being objective, Jason.
He's played
Fuck
Destiny,
you. I bought that game twice. I can say whatever I want.
Did you really?
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please. Oh God, you probably didn't. But just in case you did.
No, I did.
Please tell a few friends about us.
No free copies. No fucking codes came my way. Fucking pre-ordered both those motherfucking games. Full price.
And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. Or after this show, you probably don't. Just don't.
Just don't. just don't write anything. Anger management.
So, go. Until next week, when we really
don't
tear each other's
throat out. .com.org.
My name is Chris.
Go play Lethal League.
I wanted
the top 10
game.
I'm going to. I'm going to play Lethal League. Yeah.
Can I put Walking Dead back on my list?
Yeah.
I'm Travis.
Yeah. I put my number one game of the year. Okay. Can it be a contender? No. Okay.
That was Jason.
I already said it's Travis. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That asshole over there is Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the asshole again, because I'm the one who argued.
And this asshole.
Yep. I'll take that stand.
He's going to change his Twitter handle tomorrow to end this asshole.
Ridiculous.
Oh, play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Toodles.